Budweiser's at your nearest store or visit us.budweiser.com/delivery to get Buds delivered to your doorstep.
The Quakes Teen Store, located at Lone Mart Field, has over 10 styles of new era hats featuring the Quakes logo. Stop by and score the latest styles of Quakes or Temblores gear. We've got sweatshirts and long sleeves for the spring nights at Lone Mart Field. Or get ready for summer with hot new Quakes apparel. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era hat and Quakes team gear.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Did you know that producing new plastic from recycled material uses only two-thirds of the energy required to manufacture it from raw materials, and that recycling 125 aluminum cans saves enough energy to power one home for an entire day? Hit a home run for the environment by recycling right here at the stadium. Recycle your bottles, cans, and plastic cups by depositing them in one of the many recycling containers located throughout the stadium. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions.
Coming up on Friday, August 5th, it's Tony Gonsolin bobblehead giveaway to 1,500 fans in attendance and Friday Night Fun presented by Yamava Resort and Casino in San Manuel. It's all coming up on Friday, August 5th. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions.
On Sunday, August 7th, 1,500 fans in attendance will take home a set of 2022 Quakes baseball cards, thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Don't miss team baseball card set giveaway on Sunday, August 7th.
Drinking and driving? What's your excuse?
I know when I've had too much. I'm careful.
We designate a driver. He just drinks less.
If the room doesn't spin when I stand up, I'm good.
I was eating the whole time I was drinking.
I didn't drink that much.
I had a drive home. I need my car for work.
I'm a big guy. I can drink more and drive.
Ah, I live 5 minutes from here.
No excuses. Designate a sober driver.
A message from the California Highway Patrol.
Many older homes in California are charming, with lots of curb appeal, but they may not be strong enough to withstand damage from a major earthquake. If your house was built before 1980, there are steps you can take to help strengthen it against the damaging effects of the next major earthquake. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com today to learn more. It's not as complex or expensive as you may think. The work can be completed in as little as 3 days, and workers usually don't even need to enter your home. Preparing your house for an earthquake today means you can worry less tomorrow. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com.
OmniTrans is your number one ride to the next Quakes game and everywhere you need to go in the local region. For only $6, you can buy a day pass that will get you to the game. OmniTrans is the best choice. It's affordable and easy. So skip the traffic, forget about parking, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the game, too. Visit OmniTrans.org today to plan your trip. Go Quakes!
No matter where you're at, you can always find Quakes Baseball on the air. Listen on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app, keyword RC Quakes Baseball. You can also find the broadcast on the First Pitch app presented by Minor League Baseball. Finally, if you're planning on listening live at Lone Mart Field, bring your FM radio to the game and tune into 91.3 FM for live play-by-play with Mike Linscog. Whether you're right here in Rancho, up late on the East Coast, or hearing us internationally, thanks for listening and go Quakes! All-Star Kia San Bernardino invites you to explore the full lineup of Kia sedans, SUVs, and crossovers, like the all-new Carnival and award-winning Telluride, just off the 215 in San Bernardino. All-Star Kia San Bernardino has developed procedures to comply with CDC guidelines and still provide you with the sales and service you've come to expect from the team at our dealership, as well as our state-of-the-art service center and parts department. Experience no-contact sales and service. Number one sales in the IE for 12 straight years. Visit allstarkia.net for more info.
Did you know that producing new plastic from recycled material uses only two-thirds of the energy required to make that recycling 125 aluminum cans saves enough energy to power one home for an entire day? Hit a home run for the environment by recycling right here at the stadium. Recycle your bottles, cans, and plastic cups by depositing them in one of the many recycling containers located throughout the stadium. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions.
Coming up on Friday, August 5th, it's Tony Gonsolin bobblehead giveaway to 1,500 fans in attendance and Friday Night Fun presented by Yamava Resort and Casino in San Manuel. It's all coming up on Friday, August 5th. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
The best sports teams and companies know the importance of understanding data at the highest level. Just having the analytics isn't enough. How do you apply what you know? Azusa Pacific University's Masters in Applied Statistics and Analysis develops problem solvers able to make better decisions based on stats. Earn your Masters in Applied Stats by classes taught from a Christian perspective by experienced and caring faculty. Go to apu.edu for more information. apu.edu. Graduating game changer since 1899. We've all had at least one teacher in our life that's inspired us and perhaps even changed the trajectory of our life. Just think, you could be that teacher to countless students. Azusa Pacific University's education programs prepare teachers, counselors, and administrators to positively impact the lives of their students. On campus or online classes are taught from a Christian perspective by experienced and caring faculty. Go to apu.edu for more information. Azusa Pacific University, graduating game changer since 1899.
The 2022 season is underway, and we're thrilled to welcome you back as Lone Mart Field is back to 100% capacity with no restrictions. Become a Quakes MVP by purchasing season tickets or a mini plan. All MVPs get a free Diego Cartaya bobblehead as part of the perks. Visit rcquakes.com and become a Quakes MVP. We look forward to welcoming you back to Lone Mart Field here in 2022. And go Quakes!
Shopping for material and fixtures for your upcoming remodel project? Come to Endless Kitchen and Bath, 6,300 square foot showroom across from Lone Mart Field. Help you transform your home by booking a free visit from one of our in-home design consultants. After your appointment, you'll receive a detailed scope of everything you need to transform your home and set up a second meeting in the showroom where we'll work with you to create the finish that works for you. Let us help you get your project off to a flying start. EndlessKitchenAndBath.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Care for Women's Medical Group is your community leader in obstetrics and gynecology. We represent one of the premier medical practices in the Inland Empire dedicated to women's health, offering bioidentical hormones, robotic surgery, and complete obstetrical services. Experience the warm and caring environment you deserve. Three locations for your convenience. Visit our website at cfwmg.com to learn more about our locations in the Inland Empire, Chino Hills, and Eastville. Care for Women's Medical Group, your choice for OBGYN care in the Inland Empire.
Welcome to Endless Kitchen and Bath, your interior renovation reimagined, offering you the look you love that's tailored to your taste and lifestyle. With an endless variety of cabinetry, quartz and stone, luxury vinyl plank flooring, engineered and hardwood flooring, as well as a luxurious collection of kitchen, bath, and shower fixtures, our exceptional consultants will help translate your ideas into a cohesive look that reflects your style. Go to endlesskitchenandbath.com or visit our 6,300 square foot showroom across from Lomart Field on Jack Benny Drive.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Corps, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Corps is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcorps.org.
Kegel's Appliance Center has been serving the Inland Empire for 69 years, and we've been Quakes fans since day one in 1993. Independently and family-owned, we're an essential business, and we are here for you and your family. Kegel's Appliance is where customers send their friends with friendly and knowledgeable sales staff. We service what we sell, providing replacement parts and service. Visit our showroom at 114 South Campus in Ontario and check out our competitive prices, or visit our website at kegels.com.
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is via Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kegel's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Corps, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser.
If you're talking Saturdays with the Quakes, you're talking fireworks. Every Saturday night at Lone Mart Field, fans will enjoy a post-game fireworks extravaganza. Visit rcquakes.com and get your tickets. Saturday night's certainly all right for fireworks. Hey, Elton, what's your favorite night at Lone Mart Field?
Lisa DiNoto is the leading force behind the Lisa DiNoto Group. As an established real estate agent in the Inland Empire and surrounding cities of Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Upland, Eastville, and Ontario for over 10 years, the go-to team in real estate, the Lisa DiNoto Group has commitment and dedication for upholding their clients' best interests and creating win-win situations. Take a peek at some of the real estate they're selling by visiting lisadenotogroup.com. The Lisa DiNoto Group, serving you with any and all of your real estate needs.
The right printing company to help your business get results is right here in Rancho Cucamonga. Look no further than the Kindred Corporation. The Kindred Corporation is a full-service printing and promotions company celebrating more than 40 years right here in our community. Creative design, high-quality proofing, state-of-the-art printing, including all forms of finishing and mailing, the Kindred Corporation can handle all of your printing needs. Visit their website at kindredcorp.com for a better look. The Kindred Corporation, proud printing partner of the Quakes.
Did you know that each Californian throws away an average of 4.5 pounds of trash each day? That adds up to 30 million tons of trash in a single year. You can do your part to reduce the amount of trash going into the landfill by recycling. Finding out where to recycle your bottles and cans is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-RECYCLE for a recycling center near you, or log on to earth911.com. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
The Best Western Plus Heritage Inn has been a proud partner to the Rancho Cucamonga. Visiting Rancho Cucamonga? Stay with a winning team. Give us a call today to help with all your hotel needs. Located just minutes from the ballpark on Spruce Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, the Best Western Plus Heritage Inn provides Quakes fans with clean, comfortable rooms and takes extra safety and sanitization precautions for their guests. Call 800-780-7234 or visit us online at bestwestern.com/heritageinn.
Rancho Cucamonga.
When you visit us here at All Care Dental Office in Rancho Cucamonga, you can always be sure to get top-notch, personalized service you are certain to enjoy. From start to finish, we take exceptional pride in taking care of each person's oral health needs. With the latest techniques combined with the use of cutting-edge technology, our entire staff delivers outstanding results our patients love. So if you're in Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, Fontana, Ontario, or the surrounding areas, call us today at 909-466-7966 or visit our website at allcaredentaloffice.com.
When did beer get so complicated?
Budweiser is brewed to be crisp and flavorful with a refreshing finish, something we've been doing for more than 140 years.
Nothing complicated about that.
There's only one Bud, and this one's for you. So grab a pack of Golden Suds at your nearest store or visit us.budweiser.com/delivery to get Buds delivered to your doorstep.
What makes beer taste good? The simple answer is the ingredients. And Budweiser is the king of sourcing the finest.
Brewed with the best barley malt, a blend of premium hop varieties, fresh rice, and filtered water, resulting in a medium-bodied, flavorful, refreshing American-style lager. Grab a Bud at your nearest store or through your favorite delivery app.
And experience the iconic taste of Budweiser.
The 0-1 to Diego Cartaya! A fly ball to left center field! This is the ultimate Saturday night finish! Grand slam walk-off Diego Cartaya! Welcome to Southern California, big fella!
3-2 inland.
The 0-1 to DeLuca. There she goes! That's the second walk-off this week! Over the trees and gone! Johnny DeLuca!
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Pazuca, and Cucamonga.
Celebrating our partnerships, Angeles Dodgers. Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are live on the Quakes Radio Network. Leading off is the Quakes pregame show with a look ahead at today's game. Now, here's the voice of the Quakes, Mike Linscog.
Back in May, in our one and only visit to Fresno's Chukchansey Park, the Grizzlies dominated the Quakes, winning 5 of 6. And I got to be honest with you, as I always am, I never saw this coming. The Quakes with an opportunity today to literally return the favor and take 5 of 6 on their own, as it's the Quakes who today look for 5 of 6 over the Fresno Grizzlies in the final game of this 6-game homestand. We bid you good evening. Happy Sunday, everybody. Good afternoon, wherever you might be listening. Mike Linscog with you live from Lone Mart Field here in beautiful Rancho Cucamonga, California, as the Quakes today hosting the Fresno Grizzlies. You are listening to Quakes Baseball live on the Quakes Radio Network. Find us on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, Minor League Baseball's First Pitch app, through our website at rcquakes.com, and on your FM radios down here at the ballpark at 91.3 on your FM dial. Today's last game of the homestand as we fire up the Dodgers-Rockies rivalry here at the low A level. The Fresno Grizzlies in town for the final head-to-head meeting of the regular season. As it's game 6 of the 6-game series, they take on your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Rancho is 5-6 against the Grizzlies so far, but 4-1 through the first 5 games of this 6-game series. Last night, they come from behind yet again. Andrew Haney of the Los Angeles Dodgers, he was on the bump making the start in a rehab appearance. He allowed 2 home runs, including four total runs in 2 2/3 innings. Rancho overcoming a 4-1 deficit. Haney threw a total of 48 pitches in his 2 2/3. And then after that, it was Julio Carrion smacking a 3-run go-ahead homer and Junior Garcia finishing with 3 extra base hits and 3 RBIs as the Quakes roll the Grizzlies to take 4 of 5 in this series and 5 of their last 6 games overall, 10-5 on Saturday night here at Lone Mart Field.
The Quakes today looking for 5 of 6, which would be a bit of an anomaly, as we have only taken 5 of 6 one other time this year. That would have been over the Visalia Lone Mart Field. Today, left-hander Maddox Bruns will be tasked with taking the baseball for the second time in the series. He's 0-2 with a 4.74 ERA. He'll be opposed by right-hander Cullen Kafka, who is 3-1 with a 3.35 ERA. Kafka, only time we've seen him was up in Fresno back on May the 17th when Quakes got him a little bit, allowed 4 runs on 6 hits over just 2 innings, but a no decision to Rancho in an eventual Fresno Grizzly victory. Today is an interesting day in that it is the final game before the All-Star break, but keep in mind, the second half is already underway. We have always been accustomed to the All-Star break being associated with the end of the first half and the eventual beginning of the second half, but we're already 20 games in. By the time it's all said and done, we will be 21 games in to the second half. The Quakes last night, by virtue of their third straight win overall, have a second half mark of 10-10, 46-40 overall, as they'll go into the All-Star break, certainly with some momentum regardless of today's final outcome. Kids get to run the bases after the game is over today to cap this homestand. Kids can run the bases. It's a beautiful day out here at the ballpark. Weather is warm, so come on down, and we've got room for you, certainly, as tickets are available at rcquakes.com. When we continue the pregame report, we'll go over last night's entire California League scoreboard, update the California League standings. The Dodgers did not play today, a rare Sunday off day, as they actually completed their series with a series sweep over the Angels last night at the Big A. Everybody else in Major League Baseball very active today, however. And then, of course, the Major League Baseball draft. The Dodgers do not have a first-round pick due to the fact that they were over the luxury tax. However, they will be picking 40 in the second round of the 2022 draft. We will certainly have our eyes open over the next couple of days to see how the Dodgers do. The first round going on right now. In fact, they are already 5 picks in through the first round. That is being televised on MLB Network. Mike Lindskog inviting you to stay tuned. We'll continue the postgame, or the pregame show, rather, next here on the Quakes Radio Network.
All-Star Kia San Bernardino invites you to explore the full lineup of Kia sedans, SUVs, and crossovers, like the all-new Carnival and award-winning Telluride, just off the 215 in San Bernardino. All-Star Kia San Bernardino has developed procedures to comply with CDC guidelines and still provide you with the sales and service you've come to expect, as well as our state-of-the-art service center and parts department. Experience no-contact sales and service. Number one sales in the IE for 12 straight years. Visit allstarkia.net for more info.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
The Quakes and the Fresno Grizzlies tonight. Final game of the six-game series. Final game of the homestand. Last day before the All-Star break, as we will all enjoy the Major League Baseball All-Star break, which also includes the minor leagues this year. The first time that the two All-Star breaks have run neck and neck with one another, as the Quakes will not be in action again until they return to the field on Friday, July the 22nd, as they take on the Visalia Rawhide in the opening game of the three-game series. That's next Friday in Visalia. Davis Ellington, who of course was part of the radio broadcast team in 2021, Davis is going to be calling those games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as I will be up in the Great Northwest. Last night in the California League, it was the Quakes scoring a 10-5 victory over the Fresno Grizzlies. Ronan Kopp got his first career save as he locked it up with 3 innings of relief. Carlos De Los Santos actually earned the win. Starter Andrew Heaney, of course, of the Los Angeles Dodgers, lasted just 2 2/3. De Los Santos was there to pick him up with an inning and a third of scoreless relief, and the Quakes took the lead with De Los Santos on the mound. He goes to 4-0. Rancho defeating Fresno last night, 10-5. In other action, it was Modesto hammering Lake Elsinore 11-1. San Jose edged Visalia rather 4-3. And Stockton falls at home to the Inland Empire 66ers. Sixers over the Ports 3-1. Check at the South Division standings in the second half. Lake Elsinore at 12-8. They have a two-game lead over everyone else because everyone Inland, Rancho, all 10-10 at two games back. Up north, Fresno and Modesto now both 11-9. Two-game advantage over San Jose, while Stockton 7-12, four games off the pace. When we continue, starting lineups next on the Quakes pregame show.
What makes beer taste good? The simple answer is the ingredients. And Budweiser is the king of sourcing the finest.
Brewed with the best barley malt, a blend of premium hop varieties, fresh rice and filtered water, resulting in a medium-bodied, flavorful, refreshing American-style lager. Grab a Bud at your nearest store or through your favorite delivery app.
And experience the iconic taste of Budweiser.
You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with six locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and two in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE. You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
The Quakes and the Fresno Grizzlies tonight. Game 5 was last night, and the Quakes, of course, have now won 3 in a row and 4 of 5 today. They look for 5 of 6 here in Game 6. Of the homestand. Starting lineups first for visiting manager Robinson Cancel and his Fresno Grizzlies, 11-9 in the second half, 52-34 overall. Juan Brito leads it off today. He's at second base. Braxton Fulford, the catcher, will hit second. Yankiel Fernandez, the right fielder, will bat third. Juan Guerrero, the center fielder, in the cleanup spot. Zach Kokoska, the designated hitter, batting fifth. Bryant Quijada at first base will hit sixth. Yorvis Torrealba, the left fielder, will bat seventh. Ben Semmes, the shortstop, will hit eighth. And rounding out the order at third base, the nine-hitter, Iverson Rodriguez. Cullen Kafka on the hill, 3-1 for the right-hander and a 3.35 ERA. For the Quakes, manager John Shoemaker's club, 10-10 in the second half after three straight wins, 46-40 overall. It's Austin Gauthier to lead it off. He's the shortstop. Hitting second in center field, Jake Vogel. Batting third, the right fielder, Damon Keith. Junior Garcia is the DH. He'll hit cleanup. In the five spot, left fielder Luis Rodriguez. Hector Martinez will play third, will bat seventh. Kenneth Betancourt at second base to bat eighth, and Marco Hernandez is behind the plate in the nine spot. On the mound for the Quakes, left-hander Maddox Bruns 0-2 with a 4.74 earned run average. The Quakes looking to make it 5 of 6 over the North Division rival Fresno Grizzlies. Great seats are available at rcquakes.com. First pitch is next on the Quakes Radio Network. One, two on the way. Hammered left field. Out of here. Alex DeJesus crushes one to left, and it's 3-0 Rancho right out of the gate.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for listening to the Quakes pregame show. Stay tuned as the play-by-play for today's game is up next.
Kegel's Appliance Center has been serving the Inland Empire for 69 years, and we've been Quakes fans since day one in 1993. Independently and family-owned, we're an essential business, and we are here for you and your family. Kegel's Appliance is where customers send their friends with friendly and knowledgeable sales staff. We service what we sell, providing replacement parts and service. Visit our showroom at 114 South Campus in Ontario and check out our competitive prices, or visit our website at kegels.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
3-2 coming home to Yainer. Fly ball in right center field. Hello, repeat. Yainer Fernandez with his second walk-off hit of the homestand. The Quakes with two in the ninth win this one 7-6.
Train leading on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Celebrating our partnership with the seven-time World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are live on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kago's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Corps, Millennium Systems, The Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser. And here's the voice of the Quakes, Mike Linscott.
Final game of the homestand as your Quakes look for 5 of 6, including 4 straight wins to enter the All-Star break. We bid you good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be listening. Mike Linscott with you here from Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California for the final game of this Fresno Rancho series. You are listening to Quakes Baseball live on the Quakes Radio Network. Find us on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, Minor League Baseball's first pitch app, through our website, rcquakes.com, and of course on your FM radios down here locally at the ballpark for uninterrupted live spot-on play-by-play. We're trying anyway at 91.3 on your FM dial. Last game of the 6-game series. Rancho has, of course, taken 4 of 5. They won Tuesday, lost Wednesday, and they have been in the win column Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And today they have a chance to match what Fresno did to Rancho back in the month of May when the Grizzlies took 5 of 6 over the Quakes. Juan Brito is in the box. Maddox Bruns has completed his warm-up tosses. And we are ready as Bruns has his sign. And the left-hander out of Alabama into the wind. And the first pitch of the game is high and away for ball, 1-0. 5:01 as we are officially 1 minute late to our 5 o'clock start time. 5:01, it is 92 degrees down here at Lone Mart Field today in Rancho Cucamonga. It reached a high of 100 earlier today here in our beautiful community. 92 at game time and winds right now blowing out to right field at 15 miles per hour. Feels like you're faces in the midst of the pizza oven when you open up that door. That wind hits you with that hot breeze. Whoosh. It's a warm one down here at the yard today. Juan Brito sends one foul into the stands, and it's 1-1. Bruns working from the third base side of the rubber, number 23 on the back of his home white jersey, as the Quakes not wearing the blues on Sunday today. A little unusual there. Here's a fly ball into right field. Damon Keith over towards the foul line a few steps will make the catch. And there's one away. Juan Brito in the leadoff spot as Adel Amador is out of the lineup for a second consecutive day for manager Robinson Cancel in this Fresno ball club. So Brito into the top spot, flies out to straightaway right field to open the game. Braxton Fulford now the hitter, 269 with 6 jacks and 29 RBIs, lifted into the number 2 spot yesterday due to the absence of Adel Amador as it's got the Grizzlies substantially. 1-0 as Bruns misses outside. 269 on the air with 6 home runs and 29 runs batted in. He takes high ball 2-2-0. One out. 2 balls, no strikes on the right-handed hitting. Braxton Fulford, a breaking ball that catches the inside part of the plate for a strike. That's 2-1. Calling balls and strikes today behind home plate is Brandon Tipton. Shin Koishizawa is out there on the bases, your two-man California League Blue crew today. The 2-1 offering on the way, a swing and a miss. Off-speed stuff from Maddox, and it's 2-2. A light crowd here on a Sunday afternoon as the Quakes and the Grizzlies finish out this 6-game series with the Quakes eyeing 5 out of 6. 2-2. Maddox Bruns taking some time as he gets his sign. Finally begins his wind at 6 on the pitch clock. The pitch is swung on and missed. Braxton Fulford chased a fastball out of the zone for strike 3, and there's 2 down. Yankiel Fernandez will be the hitter. Fernandez playing right field today defensively. 264 on the air with 11 home runs and 57 runs batted in. Defensively, Maddox Bruns working with Marco Hernandez today behind the dish. Yainer Fernandez is still on the injured list and is certainly eligible to return post-All-Star break. It's conceivable he could be activated on Friday when the Quakes open up post-All-Star game action in Visalia. Fernandez lets that one go to the backstop as it's in the dirt. 1-0 offering now, misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Something that we really haven't spent a whole lot of time on, but there are no more midseason All-Stars around minor league baseball. That obviously used to be a thing with a yearly All-Star game. Back in the day, it used to be the California League versus the Carolina League. The Carolina League pulled the pin on that operation. Then it became the California League North versus the California League South. And now we have no All-Star game, which, frankly, is just something that each city had to be responsible for once every 8 years or so. The last time we hosted it was 2015. A guy by the name of Cody Bellinger was one of our Quakes All-Stars. He's gone on to some varying degrees of, you know, successes, you know, MVP, World Series, things of that nature. Up and in, and that is ball four. So Yankiel Fernandez is on his way to first base as Fernandez takes four wide ones from Maddox Bruns. One on, two away. Pitch on the way is high, swung on and missed, I believe, or did the hitter not go around? Marco Hernandez jumped up and screened us a little bit, and the pitch goes to the backstop. Down to second base goes Yankiel Fernandez. 1-0 on right-handed hitting Juan Guerrero. Two down, 1-0 as Bruns stares in at Marco Hernandez acquiring his sign. Checks the runner, comes set at the belt. Home now with the 1-0. It's popped up routinely to shallow center field. Betancourt going out, so is Gauthier. It's going to be Gauthier to make the catch. Vogel was nowhere in the neighborhood, so Gauthier puts the glove on it himself, and the side is retired. Bruns issues a two-out walk. Man left stranded, but a zero on the board. Quakes coming to bat. Scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
Family-owned and operated and voted number one, Family RV is your local dealer. Located in Ontario near the 10 and 15 freeway, Family RV has a huge indoor showroom with awesome inventory. We carry a large selection of Crossroads, Cruiser, Forest River, and Heartland RV products. Can't make it to the showroom? Check out our virtual showroom by visiting FamilyRVUSA.com. And be sure and join us on select Fridays at Lone Mart Field this year for Family RV Family Feast Night with the Quakes.
Did you know that producing new plastic from recycled material uses only two-thirds of the energy required to manufacture it from raw materials? And that recycling 125 aluminum cans saves enough energy to power one home for an entire day? Hit a home run for the environment by recycling right here at the stadium. Recycle your bottles, cans, and plastic cups by depositing them in one of the many recycling containers located throughout the stadium. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Corps, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Corps is dedicated to improving the lives of children, providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcorps.org.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Austin Gauthier to lead things off for Rancho as we go to the second inning, or the bottom half of the first inning. Maddox Bruns was able to retire three of the four batters he faced in the first. Here in the home half of inning number one, it's Gauthier, Vogel, and Keith to get her going. Gauthier took the first pitch inside. The next offering is a strike, and the count evens at 1-1. Gauthier has two home runs in this series, now up to six on the year with 45 runs batted in. The 1-1 is low, 2-1 on Gauthier. Batting average is up to .292. He was on board four different times yesterday and has moved his on-base percentage, which, of course, is best in the league, to .464 thanks to a hit and three walks yesterday. Pitch is hit foul, 2-2. Right-handed hitter out of Hofstra. The 2-2 grounded routinely out to short. His counterpart today is Ben Sims. His throw across the diamond is in time to get the shortstop Gauthier one away. Jake Vogel, the hitter. Vogel entering the All-Star break on a really strong note offensively. Vogel is at 249 coming into today. I think he entered yesterday at 252, so his average was down a couple of points. But overall, Vogel has made some incredible strides over the last 6 or 7 weeks anyway. Pitch on the way. Jake takes inside. 1-0. Cullen Kafka, 3-1 with a 3.35 ERA. He delivers in a ground ball towards the hole. Deep is Sims. Long throw coming. The throw late. Vogel is safe as he legs out an infield single. Terrific hustle down the line. We'd expect nothing less. Jake safe. One on, one away for Damon Keith. Keith was a late scratch yesterday. You may recall on Friday he was at second base and the Fresno pitcher turned and threw an attempted pickoff throw at second base to get Keith, and it ended up hitting Keith in the helmet slash neck. Now here's a snap throw down to first base chasing Vogel back as the pitch missed down and away to Damon, 1-0. Damon was stiff the next day, and although he was in the lineup initially, manager John Shoemaker ended up taking him out of the lineup as he did not participate in yesterday's contest. There's a ground ball hit down to third. Nifty pick by Rodriguez. He'll fire to second base where they get Vogel. Really nice play there, 5-4. Tricky little hop down there at third, and Rodriguez played it nicely. Fielder's choice for Keith as he runs well, and no throw to first. So two outs, man aboard for Junior Garcia, who was hotter than a pistol last night. Three doubles, three RBIs, and now a balk as he just fell off the mound. Kafka trying to come home, and right as he picked up his left leg, his right leg kind of gave out on him. And his arm motion just stopped midway through, and he knows he was guilty. So a balk due to a balance issue. Interesting. Keith now at second base. Pitch on the way to Junior Garcia. Misses low. It's 1-0. So with a base hit here, the Quakes can potentially take the first lead of the day. No score here in the home half of the first. Junior at 259 thanks to his three hits yesterday. Now with seven home runs and 47 driven in. He fouls one back to the screen. And the count to 1-1. Cullen Kafka. Cullen spelled with a C. Kafka is K-A-F-K-A. 3-1, 3.35 ERA. Today is his 12th appearance, his 9th start, 2nd against the Quakes. His lone outing against Rancho. He gave up 4 runs on 6 hits, only lasted 2 innings, which doesn't sound very good, but he got a no decision back on May the 17th in an eventual Fresno victory. Swing and a miss by Garcia. It's 1-2. Keith at 2nd. 2 outs, 1-2 on the way to Junior, fouled at the plate. Still a ball and 2 strikes. Kafka working with Braxton Fulford behind the plate today. The rest of the Grizzlies stack up like this. Iverson Rodriguez at 3rd, Ben Sims at short. At 2nd base, Juan Brito. Over at 1st base, Bryant Quijada. Outfield from left to right, Yorvis Torrealba, Juan Guerrero, and Yankiel Fernandez. 1-2 pitch, misses outside and low, a breaking ball, 2-2. Luis Rodriguez, should Garcia reach safely, waits in the on-deck circle for his chance to hit in the first. Keith at 2nd, 2-2 on the way, over but low. Full count at 3-2. Light crowd here on a warm Sunday afternoon. The 3-2 offering on the way to Junior Garcia. Hard ground ball, chopped down at 3rd. Rodriguez comes on, makes the play. Side is retired. Garcia grounds out to 3rd. Keith left at 2nd. And at the end of an inning, we're scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
Drinking and driving? What's your excuse?
I know when I've had too much. I'm careful.
We designate a driver. He just drinks less.
If the room doesn't spin when I stand up, I'm good.
I was eating the whole time I was drinking.
I didn't drink that much.
I had to drive home. I need my car for work.
I'm a big guy. I can drink more and drive.
I live 5 minutes from here.
No excuses. Designate a sober driver.
A message from the California Highway Patrol.
Lisa Donato is the leading force behind the Lisa Donato Group. As an established real estate agent in the Inland Empire and surrounding cities of Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Upland, Eastville, and Ontario for over 10 years, the go-to team in real estate, the Lisa Donato Group has commitment and dedication for upholding their clients' best interests and creating win-win situations. Take a peek at some of the real estate they're selling by visiting lisadonatogroup.com. The Lisa Donato Group, serving you with any and all of your real estate needs.
Tired of computer problems in your business? Millennium Systems is proud to partner with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. For over two decades, Millennium Systems has offered affordable and certified network configuration and support to businesses in Southern California. Call Millennium Systems at 909-931-3171. That's 909-931-3171 for a free evaluation or visit our website at mil-sys.com. We'll help keep your business running smoothly so that your data, your network, and your way of business is never threatened.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes and Grizzlies are scoreless as we go to the top half of the second inning. It's 5, 6, and 7. Zach Kokoska, Bryant Quijada, and Yorvis Torrealba for the Grizzlies here in the series finale. Pitch on the way from Bruns. The 1-0 is high. Ball 2, 2-0. Defensively for Rancho, Marco Hernandez making his fourth start behind the dish in this series. Bruns and Hernandez, the starting battery. Pitch on the way. Maddox misses downer for the Quakes. Is Hector Martinez, as Luis Diaz was a late scratch here from the lineup. Quakes have had a lot of late scratches, lineup changes this week. I think three, maybe even four. Four lineup changes in the course of three games. They had two in one game. That was on either Thursday or Friday, I believe. 3-1 now. The 3-1 offering on the way to Zach Kokoska. Swing and a miss. Full count of 3-2. Marco behind the plate. Hector Martinez is at third. Austin Gauthier at short. Kenneth Betancourt at second. Julio Carrion over at first. The outfield from left to right. Luis Rodriguez, Jake Vogel, and Damon Keith. Kokoska back in the box. The 3-2 offering. On the way. Busted bat. A little flare hit out to Gauthier. Just waiting for it to come down. He'll make the catch. One gone. Bryant Quijada will be the hitter. Quijada playing first base today. 284 on the campaign. Couple of home runs and 10 runs batted in. One down, Maddox Bruns into the wind. First pitch in there for a called strike. 95 mile an hour is on the gas. 0-1. Right-handed hitter is Quijada. Bruns into the wind. The southpaw's 0-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Change speeds on him. It's 0-2. Maddox wearing number 23. I'm curious to know why we're wearing whites today instead of blues. I don't have the answer per se. There is a formula. It used to be back in the day, pitcher's choice, but pitcher's choice has been scrapped in most recent years by just simple schedule. Pitch on the way is hit foul out of play, 0-2. Back in the day when teams used to have three and four different jerseys that would kind of be available at any home or road game, used to be pitcher's choice, and you always had to wait until they took the field to figure it out or just go straight to the horse himself and figure it out. Hey, what are we wearing today? Pitch on the way is in the dirt, 1-2. I don't know that that's the case here today. It really means Dodgerized blue Rancho jerseys today, just home whites. 1-2, went around on a check swing. Quijada is punched out. Second strikeout for Maddox Bruns. Two gone here in the second inning. And Yorvis Torrealba will be the hitter. Torrealba is 19 for 45 since coming down from high A with a home run and eight driven in. Torrealba only appearing in the third game in this series. Slugged his first home run of the season in a Grizzlies uniform earlier in the series. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Big looping breaking ball swung on right over the top of it. 0-1. Torrealba with now one home run thanks to his homer here at Lone Mart Field. Eight runs batted in. Bruns misses outside. 1-1. Maddox stands out there at 6'2", 205. Mobile, Alabama native and a former first-round selection in the 21 draft by the Dodgers. High school kid in his first full year of professional baseball. I'm sure a lot of the guys have fond memories of today specifically, as today is day one of the MLB draft. Dodgers do not have a first-round pick per se. Their first pick overall will be number 40. Officially, that will be listed as a second rounder. They lost out on a first rounder due to being over the luxury tax. Yes, there are penalties for spending money and being what's known around the league is really good. 2-2 offering on the way. Torrealba takes it down and in. Full count of 3-2. Dodgers enter the All-Star break 10 games ahead of the second-place San Diego Padres atop the National League West Division. Pitch on the way, hard ground ball, but right at the third baseman, Hector Martinez. Lots of time, throws high. Carrion reaches high in the air to get it. 5-3, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Maddox Bruns, even though he runs the count to 3-2 a couple of times here in the inning. At the end of 1.5, the Quakes and Grizzlies are scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
When you visit us here at All Care Dental Office in Rancho Cucamonga, you can always be sure to get top-notch, personalized service you are certain to enjoy. From start to finish, we take exceptional pride in taking care of each person's oral health needs. With the latest techniques combined with the use of delivers outstanding results our patients love. So if you're in Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, Fontana, Ontario, or the surrounding areas, call us today at 909-466-7966 or visit our website at allcaredentaloffice.com.
We've all had at least one teacher in our life that's inspired us and perhaps even changed the trajectory of our life. Just think, you could be that teacher to countless students. Azusa Pacific University's education programs prepare teachers, counselors, and administrators to positively impact the lives of their students. On campus or online classes are taught from a Christian perspective by experienced and caring faculty. Go to apu.edu for more information. Azusa Pacific University, graduating game changers since 1899.
Many older homes in California are charming, with lots of curb appeal, but they may not be strong enough to withstand damage from a major earthquake. If your house was built before 1980, there are steps you can take to help strengthen it against the damaging effects of the next major earthquake. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com today to learn more. It's not as complex or expensive as you may think. The work can be completed in as little as 3 days, and workers usually don't even need to enter your home. Preparing your house for an earthquake today means you can worry less tomorrow. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Luis Rodriguez will lead things off for Rancho here in the home half of the second. First pitch swinging, weak grounder chopped down to third. This is Iverson Rodriguez. He retires Luis Rodriguez. No relation. 5-3, one pitch, one away. Hector Martinez will be the hitter. Martinez was the most recent entrant into the lineup today with Luis Diaz getting scratched. I didn't ask Shu what exactly Diaz's ailment was today, but I did notice that he was walking with a little, as they say, hitch in the giddy up yesterday. I even made mention of it on the air. Not sure if that's what led to him being scratched today, but ultimately just not worth the risk. He's about to get 4 days off, Monday through Thursday, thank you. So, you know, make it five and make sure he's coming out of the other side of the All-Star break with the sixth tool intact. That would be health. Pitch on the way to Hector Martinez, the 1-1. Fouled at the plate, 1-2. So his loss is Hector Martinez's gain, as he's in the lineup now for the third time in the series. 254 on the year with a home run and 13 RBIs. His home run came against Visalia in the most recent homestand over 2 weeks ago. The 1-2 on the way to Hector. Breaking ball, hit foul back here to the screen. 1-2. So glad you could be a part of Quakes Baseball here on a beautiful Sunday evening. Rancho been hot. Hot like the weather. Quakes have won 3 in a row at 4 of 5 in this series. 5 of 6 overall. There's a swing and a miss. Martinez down on strikes. 2 away. The first punch out for the former University of Oregon Duck. Quack. Cullen Kafka. 2 down for Julio Carrion. Carrion blasted a 3-run go-ahead home run yesterday, putting the Quakes ahead for good. His 10th home run of the year, now 47 RBIs. His batting average stands at .246 as he waves the first pitch. Now the 0-1 is popped up right side. Get out of play. Braxton Fulfer running out of room. This one literally hits on top of the Fresno dugout on the right side. It's 0-2. Quakes are hot. Back to .500 in the second half, 10-10. They had obviously been playing meh baseball here the last 3 weeks or so. Series loss in Inland Empire, series loss in Lake Elsinore via their last 2 road trips. They split against Visalia in their last homestand. It's just been meh this series. Yahoo, however. Carrion swings and misses at the 0-2 offering, and on 3 pitches, he's down on strikes. Kafka with back-to-back strikeouts. And that will complete the second inning. On to the third, scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
Care for Women's Medical Group is your community leader in obstetrics and gynecology. We represent one of the premier medical practices in the Inland Empire dedicated to women's health, offering bioidentical hormones, robotic surgery, and complete obstetrical services. Experience the warm and caring environment you deserve. 3 locations for your convenience. Visit our website at cfwmg.com to learn more about our locations in the Inland Empire, Chino Hills, and Eastville. Care for Women's Medical Group, your choice for OBGYN care in the Inland Empire.
And for the third time in franchise history, they are crowned Cal League champions.
Coming up on Friday, August 5th, it's Tony Gonsolin bobblehead giveaway to 1,500 fans in by Yamava Resort and Casino in San Manuel. It's all coming up on Friday, August 5th. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kegel's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Core, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser. You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your 3-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Maddox Bruns is done after 2 innings. First pitch swinging. Ben Sims against Adolfo Ramirez here to open the third. He lines this one into right field for a base hit. So the number 8 hitter, Ben Sims, opens up the third with a clean single to right. That will be Fresno's first hit of the day. Maddox Bruns done with his pre-All-Star break work. 13 games now in the books for Bruns in his first full professional season. We'll get you his final line here in a moment. Here's a bunt attempt in front of the mound. Adolfo Ramirez, a lob toss down to first baseman Julio Carrion. And the sacrifice is executed perfectly by Iverson Rodriguez as the sack goes 1-3 for out number 1. Quakes had their first sacrifice of 2022 earlier in the homestand, snapping all dreams and aspirations of playing an entire season without a single sacrifice bunt. Make no mistake, though, Kenneth Betancourt, who was credited with the sacrifice, was trying to bunt his way on for a base hit. There just happened to be a guy at first base who advanced to second on the play and of course was given credit for the sacrifice. But it is the first one for the Quakes in 2022. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies have 16. Oh, by the way, here's a ground ball through the hole on the left side, a base hit. Rodriguez up with it, fires into the cutoff man. It's off the mark. Neither runner upon faking initially. They will be bluffing as they hold at their respective bags. Ben Sims holds at third. Juan Brito at first with a single. Runners at the corners as Adolfo Ramirez in a little bit of trouble. We are scoreless here in the third. Two hits in the inning against Ramirez. Pitch on the way to Braxton Fulford up near the dome as he takes it inside, and it's 1-0. Fulford struck out against Maddox Bruns in his only at-bat. Bruns today, no runs, no hits in two full innings of work. Bruns struck out two and walked one. He threw a grand total of 31 pitches, only 16 strikes. That's literally just a tick over 50%. That's not exactly the ratio you're looking for. A lot of three and two counts to a handful of hitters. Runner from first goes. The 1-1 on the way is hit foul. Right side and out of play as the Grizzlies moving and shaking here, trying to make something happen. Ball goes into the stands, and with some relative space down there in right field, it becomes a mad scramble for a handful of kids. Who's got it? That kid right there's got it. Fresh souvenir for him. 1-2, runner goes again. Pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Throw down to second is not in time. Gauthier applies the tag. Very close play. Bang, bang action there. It'll be a stolen base for Brito, his 14th. Braxton Fulford is down on strikes, however, so that's out number two. So 14th stolen base for Juan Brito. He's at second. Now runners at second and third, but with two down for a tough out in Yankiel Fernandez. Bruns will, of course, take a no decision, and he lowers his ERA from 4.74 to 4.39. And he will enter the All-Star break with a little bit of momentum, if you will. A couple of scoreless innings in his last start. The pitch, Fernandez takes up and away 1-0. So with Bruns out and Adolfo Ramirez in, the pitching change brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. The pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, 1-1. Fernandez walked against Bruns in his first trip. Two down. The 1-1 offering on the way. Swing and a foul tip at the plate as this one gets a piece of Fernandez, and he now drops his bat and limps around home plate trying to get his druthers and put himself back together here. The athletic trainer is out of the Fresno dugout. Justin Wilson comes, and he's on top of the situation now. Here comes manager Robinson Cancel as he's last to the party. Getting in the box already is Yankiel Fernandez. And now we're going to have to wait for Robinson Cancel to make his way back up the third baseline. And now Robbie realizes he is holding up the show in a different kind of way. So he goes into a jog. Appreciate you. 1-2 on the way. Fernandez takes a ball in the dirt. Knocked down by Marco Hernandez. 2-2. MLB draft going down right now. Jackson Holliday, the son of former big leaguer Matt Holliday, who, of course, had some terrific years with the Colorado Rockies, was the number one overall pick going to the Baltimore Orioles. The 2-2 to Fernandez is grounded foul, third base side, 2-2. Matt Holliday, I thought, would be a Hall of Famer. I guess time will continue to tell. But his son picked number one overall by the Baltimore Orioles, Jackson Holliday. Andrew Jones, former Dodger, former longtime Atlanta Brave. His son, Drew Jones, going number two. There's a pitch that is outside, but they say he went around. Yankiel Fernandez down on strikes. Arrivederci, Mr. Fernandez. A couple of strikeouts here for Adolfo Ramirez in the third. Grizzlies leave a pair in scoring position, and at the end, the Quakes Radio Network.
Shopping for material and fixtures for your upcoming remodel project? Come to Endless Kitchen and Bath, 6,300 square foot showroom across from Lomart Field on Jack Benny Drive. Let us help you transform your home by booking a free visit from one of our in-home design consultants. After your appointment, you'll receive a detailed scope of everything you need to transform your home and set up a second meeting in the showroom where we'll work with you to create the finish that works for you. Let us help you get your project off to a flying start. Endless Kitchen and Bath.
No matter where you're at, you can always find Quakes Baseball on the air. Listen on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app, keyword RC Quakes Baseball. You can also find the broadcast on the First Pitch app presented by Minor League Baseball. Finally, if you're planning on listening live at Lomart Field, bring your FM radio to the game and tune into 91.3 FM for live play-by-play with Mike Linscog. Whether you're right here in Rancho, up late on the East Coast, or hearing us internationally, thanks for listening and go Quakes!
OmniTrans is your number one ride to the next Quakes game and everywhere you need to go in the local region. For only $6, you can buy a day pass that will get you to the game. OmniTrans is the best choice. It's affordable and easy. So skip the traffic, forget about parking, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the game too. Visit omnitrans.org today to plan your trip. Go Quakes!
Thanks for your support of Quakes Baseball and for listening to tonight's broadcast on the Quakes Radio Network.
No score as we go to the home half of the third inning. Quakes will roll with Kenneth Betancourt, Marco Hernandez, and Austin Gauthier here, the bottom third of the order. In the bottom of the third. It's actually 8-9-1. Good counting, huh? Math, strength. Pitch on the way to Betancourt. The 0-1 is in there for Carl Trank, and it's 0-2. Betancourt at 278 coming into today. Four home runs, 38 RBIs. Hitting in the eighth spot. The pitch, this is down and away. 1-2. We have the draft on behind us. There's no MLB games here as the Major League Baseball schedule is done now, marking the end of the quote-unquote first half. And the draft taking center stage tonight. This is not as popular of an event, after gets a lot of attention. The NHL draft, of course, gets no attention. The NFL will always be king there. But the MLB baseball draft has grown in recent years. The fact that it is being televised live on a Sunday evening now on MLB Network, I think, is good show. Good decision by MLB there. There's a ground ball hit routinely to short. This is Semmes across the diamond. One away as Betancourt is retired 6-3. One down, Marco Hernandez is the hitter. There's all kinds of changes that have happened, of course, in the last 2 years. Some I am very much in support of, having the first round of the MLB draft here on a Sunday afternoon where there's no other baseball games conflicting. I think this is a great decision. You want to know where they missed the boat? I mentioned this yesterday. Having the futures game on yesterday on the Peacock Network, that's a terrible decision. Here's a ground ball down to third. Rodriguez, the throw across the diamond is in time. Marco Hernandez is retired on one pitch. 5-3, two down, and Austin Gauthier will be the hitter. Do you know what the futures game is? It's the future of Major League Baseball. Do you know who you want to see the future of Major League Baseball? The fans that are currently fans and the future fans. And they put it on Peacock streaming service. Way to go, NBC. Like, how many people subscribe to Peacock? Like, one out of every 200 at this ballpark? Pitch on the way to Gauthier is smashed up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Gauthier with a two-out single. Jake Vogel will be the hitter. Yeah, if Peacock wanted new subscriptions, the only people that subscribed are the people that know Diego Cartaya that wanted to see him, people that knew Miguel Vargas and want to see him that didn't get to go to the game. Those are the only people that just took on a brand new Peacock subscription. Like, for the life of me, I don't get that decision. The Futures game has been on, like, real networks, ESPN and MLB Network in years past. Putting it on Peacock, A, I don't get it. B, I totally disagree with it. C, you know what they did? They put a replay on today. Okay, you know, we're not going to see the Futures game live, but we'll check out the replay. You ever heard the term East Coast bias? You know what time it was on the West Coast? 6 a.m. Yeah, set my alarm. Here's a fly ball hit into left center field and deep. This one's going to hit off the track and now off the base of the fence. Rounding third, on his way in to score is Austin Gauthier. The throw will go. Take a 1-0 lead. Jake Vogel, 2-for-2 with an RBI double that puts Rancho on the board. 1-0 as Gator flies all the way around from first base to score. There will be an error assessed, allowing Vogel to get to third. As we'll wait and see who hurled it in from the outfield. I believe that's going to be the shortstop, Sims, but we'll wait for confirmation. Vogel credited with his 28th RBI of the year. Now with two outs, he is 90 feet away as the Quakes have a 1-0 lead in the third. Here is Damon. The pitch on the way. Keith takes low for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the replay of the Futures game today on at 6 a.m. Pacific time. Really? 6 a.m.? I'm sure everybody bounced up on the East Coast at 9 a.m. to watch that bad boy. 6 a.m. on the West Coast. Awesome. Just a brutal decision right there. I mean, that is supposed to be the, quote, future, and that's where they're at. I just don't get it at all. Hope Peacock paid them a gajillion dollars so they can make baseball better in that regard. Because otherwise, Felicia no capicia on the explanation. Don't get it. Don't get it at all. 3-0 on Damon Keith as he takes outside. Kafka, the 3-0 pitch, a dribbler down to third. And now under the glove of Rodriguez, Keith is safe. Vogel scores, 2-0 Rancho. A little dribbler, and Rodriguez came on. He had a play until, of course, he overran it. As Damon flying down the line will get credit not only for an infield single, but his team-leading 63rd RBI of the year. Vogel scores, and it's 2-0. That is currently an unearned run due to the fact that Vogel advanced to third base on that throwing error here a moment ago. And indeed, it was an error by Ben Sims, the shortstop, E6, that allowed Jake to advance from second to third. So as it currently stands, it's still an unearned run. We'll see if there's another hit here in the inning. However, that will become an earned run. The 0-1 pitch to Junior Garcia is a ball, and the count evens up at 1-1. Cullen Kafka. With two down, the 1-1 to Garcia, a little check swing. He went around 1-2. While I badly disagree and adamantly over and over again with how they handled the Futures game, I definitely am in agreement on how they're handling the All-Star game this year. All of minor league baseball is off during the Major League Baseball All-Star game. Nothing made less sense to me than asking fans to show up to their local minor league stadium on a night where you're showcasing the ultimate product. Like, minor league baseball should absolutely have the All-Star game off. Terrible decision for all those years, Bud Selig. I'm looking at you. It's one of the best things that Rob Manfred has done since being in charge with all these new decisions that have come down. Making minor league baseball take Tuesday off, and it turns out they get Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off, not just Tuesday. But forcing the minor leagues to take Tuesday off, great decision. 100% behind that in support. Pitch on the way, Junior takes down and away, 2-2. Again, baseball needs help. Got to grow the game. You know how to grow the game? Don't tell fans to go to a minor league game on a night where you're showcasing Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, Clayton Kershaw, Max Scherzer, etc. all. No, these are the stars of the game. Ronald Acuna Jr., Ozzie Albies. all these guys. Let's showcase them. Don't have conflict on a Tuesday night and ask anywhere between, you know, crowd size of 1,000 to 5,000 people. Yeah, don't worry about that Major League Baseball All-Star game. Go support your minor league team. Yeah, well, every night we'd love for you to come out, but we'd just as soon not play a home game on the night of the MLB All-Star game. It always made very little sense to me, and I was a huge proponent of not having to play on that particular night. 2-2 on the way as a ground ball routinely chopped to third. In and out of the glove of Rodriguez. Does he have time? Nope. The throw across the diamond is late, and that will be E5 on Rodriguez, who is not exactly having a very crisp inning. So that will make the run unearned on Jake Vogel, and it continues the frame. Two errors here in the inning, along with another booted ball that was ruled a base hit for Damon Keith. And the beat goes on here. Four straight, two out. And now Luis Rodriguez will try to take advantage. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Quakes overall. No runs, two hits, and two errors for the Grizzlies. And now time is called by Rodriguez as he steps out. Pitch on the way, fouled at the plate, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez grounded to third in his only at bat. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss as he chases one down and away. 0-2. The 0-2 offering on the way, swing and a miss, strike three. And that will be that. Luis Rodriguez strikes out, unable to take advantage and capitalize of a couple of mistakes here in the third inning. The Quakes do pick up a pair, however. They are on the board first here tonight. 2-0 at the end of three here on the Quakes Radio Network.
The Best Western Plus Heritage Inn has been a proud partner to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes for more than 25 years. Visiting Rancho Cucamonga? Stay with a winning team. Give us a call today to help with all your hotel needs. Located just minutes from the ballpark on Spruce Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, the Best Western Plus Heritage Inn provides Quakes fans with clean, comfortable rooms and takes extra safety and sanitization precautions for their guests. Call 800-780-7234 or visit us online at bestwestern.com/heritageinn, Rancho Cucamonga.
If you're talking Saturdays with the Quakes, you're talking fireworks. Every Saturday night at Lone Mart Field, fans will enjoy a post-game fireworks extravaganza. Visit rcquakes.com and get your tickets. Saturday night's certainly all right for fireworks. Hey Elton, what's your favorite night at Lone Mart Field?
The right printing company to help your business get results is right here in Rancho Cucamonga. Look no further than the Kindred Corporation. The Kindred Corporation, celebrating more than 40 years right here in our community. Creative design, high-quality proofing, state-of-the-art printing, including all forms of finishing and mailing, the Kindred Corporation can handle all of your printing needs. Visit their website at kindredcorp.com for a better look. The Kindred Corporation, proud printing partner of the Quakes.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Top half of the fourth inning. Juan Guerrero will lead things off for the Fresno Grizzlies. Mike Linscott welcoming back inside Lone Mart Field, where it's two runs on four hits and no errors for the Quakes. No runs, two hits, and two errors for the Fresno Grizzlies. The 0-1 pitch is popped up in foul territory. The hitter, unbeknownst to him, at least for a brief moment, Juan Guerrero nearly got in the line of fire as Marco Hernandez able to move him out of the way and make the catch in foul territory. One out. One down. And Zach Kokoska will be the hitter. Pitch on the way. Misses outside. 1-0. Kokoska popped up to the shortstop, Gauthier, in his only at-bat. Pitch on the way, misses. It's 2-0. Adolfo Ramirez. We did not get a chance to go through his season-long numbers. The right-hander, 6 foot, 165 pounds. Mexico native, delivers. And this one is fouled out of play. 2-1. Season-long numbers on Adolfo Ramirez, a 4-0 mark and a 3.00 ERA. Today is his 14th appearance, his 13th out of the pen in relief. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Bottom dropped out of that thing, 2-2. In 30 innings for the Quakes this year, Ramirez has given up just 13 runs, 10 earned on only 21 hits, 40 strikeouts, 13 walks. League batting 193 against him. He has been quite a revelation since joining the club up from the Arizona Complex League. He was about a month late to join the party. He did not break camp with the team out of spring training, meaning of the 30 roster spots that the Quakes had, he did not earn one of them during spring training. He had to wait for his moment. And, boy, talking about taking advantage of the opportunity at times, has been the best pitcher on the roster this year. Certainly has been very consistent. 2-2. Adolfo home with the pitch. It's a line drive on one hop taken by Betancourt. Just a quick step to his left. Along to Carrion. 4-3, and there are two away. 2-0 Rancho here in the top half of the fourth. Two outs, bases empty for Bryant Quijada. Quijada struck out swinging against Maddox Bruns in his only at-bat thus far, 0-1. Ramirez home with the pitch. It is hit foul, right side and out of play. 0-1. Two down, bases empty. Ramirez wearing number 46 on the back of his home. White delivers. Misses outside. 1-1. The 1-1 offering on the way. This one is low and inside. 2-1 now. Adolfo Ramirez, of course, taking over for starter Maddox Bruns, so he is the pitcher of record now as the Quakes nursing a 2-0 advantage. The pitch swung on and missed by Quijada. 2-2. I'm a pretty good optimist baseball-wise here with the Quakes, but I certainly didn't see the opportunity to potentially win 5 out of 6 coming against the best overall team in the California League. Just didn't see it coming. Not the way Rancho had been playing, not the way Fresno had been playing, but just a nod of the cap to this game of ours. Anything can happen on the baseball diamond. There is strike 3 called. Bryant Quijada is down on the 2-2 pitch looking for Adolfo Ramirez, his third punch out in relief. And the Grizzlies, for the first time against Adolfo, go in order 1-2-3. We've played 3.5 already from Lone Mart Field. Our score, the Quakes leading the Grizzlies 2-0 on the Quakes Radio Network.
And we're thrilled to welcome you back as Lone Mart Field is back to 100% capacity with no restrictions. Become a Quakes MVP by purchasing season tickets or a mini plan. All MVPs get a free Diego Cartaya bobblehead as part of the perks. Visit rcquakes.com and become a Quakes MVP. We look forward to welcoming you back to Lone Mart Field here in 2022. And go Quakes!
The Quakes Team Store, located at Lone Mart Field, has over 10 styles of new era hats featuring the Quakes logo. Stop by and score the latest styles of Quakes or Temblores gear. We've got sweatshirts and long sleeves for the spring nights at Lone Mart Field. Or get ready for summer with hot new Quakes apparel. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era hat and Quakes team gear.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Thanks for your support of Quakes Baseball and for listening to tonight's broadcast on the Quakes Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, first pitch swinging, a line shot off the bat of Hector Martinez. And Bryant Quijada over at first place just made a heck of a pick with a diving play. Manager John Shoemaker now will go over halfway and be like, hey, son, nice play. Wow, Martinez robbed of a base hit, possibly even extra bases, as that thing had a little sauce on it. He lines out to the first baseman on the first pitch, and there's one away to open the fourth inning. Julio Carrion swings and misses at the 0-1 offering and now finds himself in the hole at 0-2. Carrion went down on strikes to end the second for Kafka. It was the second of his currently three strikeouts. Kafka into the line, and the 0-2 offering on the way. Strike three called as Carrion knows it and will just simply walk away. Four punch outs now for Kafka as he struck out two of the last three hitters that he's faced, including Carrion twice tonight. Kenneth Betancourt, the hitter. Kind of moving right along here. Forping Kafka had thrown 52 pitches through three innings, but he's going to be a little closer to his mark after four if he can quickly get Kenneth Betancourt, who takes a strike, 0-1. Kafka not wasting any time. Into the wine in the 0-1. A line drive over the head of Iverson Rodriguez in the left field for a base hit. So Kenny Betancourt with a clean single to left field. His first hit of the day, and for the Rancho offense, that is their fifth. Here is Marco Hernandez. Games from around the California League, since, you know, the Dodgers aren't playing today and we can't give you any Dodger updates, we'll go to the Cal League scoreboard, where Modesto has a 7-4 lead over Lake Elsinore in the sixth. Visalia has a 2-1 lead in San Jose in the third. And Inland Empire and Stockton are coming up in just about 10 minutes from Banner Island Ballpark up north in Stockton. The pitch, a strike to Marco Hernandez, and it's 0-1. Betancourt's got seven steals on the year. He is certainly worth keeping an eye on from Cullen Kafka's perspective. He'll come home with the 0-1 to Marco. It's inside. 1-1. Betancourt held on by Quijada. Ready now is Marco for the 1-1. It misses down and away. 2-1. Two runs, five hits, no errors for the Quakes. No runs, two hits, two errors. One of them being costly for the Grizzlies. An unearned run as a result. Betancourt fakes going. The 2-1 to Marco in there for called strike. 2-2. Keep our eye on Betancourt now. Rancho trying to close out pre-All-Star break action. Can't say first half. It seems so natural to say first half, but it's not. We are 20 games, now 21 counting today's action, into the second half. So it seems so natural to say closing out the first half, opening up the second half. Nope, can't say any of that stuff. You have to find hyphenated words like pre-All-Star game break action. 3-2 pitch on the way to Marco with Betancourt on the move is up and in for ball four. So what was four pitches and two quick outs to open the inning suddenly has turned into a single and a walk. Two on, two away. Back to the top of the order, who is just trouble waiting to find Cullen Kafka. Gauthier is 1-for-2 already here today with a single and a run scored in the third. He trotted home on the Jake Vogel home or double, rather. And it really wasn't a trot. He was sprinting his tail off. Two outs. Gauthier ready for Kafka's first pitch. It's on the inside part of the plate for a strike. 0-1. Major League Baseball draft is now 17 picks in. A Again, the Dodgers, their first pick will be at 40. And I'm not sure if the first round tonight will conclude the coverage. Is the second round tomorrow or is it tonight? I guess we're going to find out here in about 12 picks. 1-1 on the way to Austin Gauthier. Hit foul over there near the Fresno dugout. And a player that was standing on the railing just dropped whatever he was holding and sarcastically just turned around, walked right off. Like, that's it. I'm out. As he looked scared to death. That line drive hit the post right next to his chin. I'm not sure if he wasn't paying attention. I think he was. But he didn't have much reaction to get out of the way, that's for certain. 1-2 on the way to Austin Gauthier. Here she comes, hitting the air down the right field line. Going to get down and go all the way to the fence. How many? Betancourt scores. Hernandez will be held at third. It's 3-0 Rancho. So Hernandez, even though he's running on contact with two outs, wisely held at third base by bench coach Daniel Nava, who's coaching at third. Gauthier will be credited with just one RBI as he plates Betancourt, who kept the inning alive with a two-out single. Hernandez to third. A credit to Yankiel Fernandez for getting it back in quite quickly, as he would have had Marco Hernandez at the plate dead to rights had they sent Marco. Instead, two in scoring position for a En Fuego Jake Vogel. He is 2-for-2 today and rolling recently in the month of July with well over a .333 batting average. Pitch on the way to Vogel is a strike, 0-1. 2-for-2 today with an infield hit and RBI double in his last at bat. The pitch fouled back here to the screen, 0-2. They did do a little maintenance to that screen. I didn't even think now as Vogel hit it yesterday in the, what was that, the eighth or ninth inning where Ronan Kopp threw two pitches in the same inning, threw a hole in the backstop, and it literally got into the crowd on not one but two occasions. Pitch on the way to Vogel is popped up. Shallow center field, going out is Sims. He is there, and he will make the catch over the shoulder style. That would have been a tough chance had he miscalculated that one. As he holds on, Vogel is retired for the first time today, and the Quakes leave two in scoring position. But they bring home another, and they have added to their lead. It is 3-0 at the end of four on the Quakes Radio Network.
When you're looking for a refreshing beer, look no further than the King of Beers. Since 1876, Budweiser has been the American gold standard for a light lager. Brewed with the best barley malt and a blend of premium hop varieties for a crisp and flavorful taste in every sip. So if you're looking for a fresh tasting beer with a smooth finish, grab a Bud today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Quakes Team Store, located at Lone Mart Field, has over 10 styles of new era hats featuring the Quakes logo. Stop by and score the latest styles of Quakes or Temblores gear. We've got sweatshirts and long sleeves for the spring nights at Lone Mart Field. Or get ready for summer with hot new Quakes apparel. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era hat and Quakes team gear.
Listen to the future of the Los Angeles Dodgers right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Three nothing Rancho through four innings today here at Lone Mart Field for the Quakes. It's 3 runs, 6 hits, and no errors, and two miscues defensively. As for the Quakes, they've taken advantage. One of the 3 runs is of the unearned variety thanks to the air. First pitch swinging, Yorvis Torrealba. Yanks one foul out of play down the left field line. It is 0-1. Torrealba, Ben Sims, Iverson Rodriguez, 7, 8, and 9. The 0-1 in there for a called strike. Quickly 0-2. I have very much enjoyed watching and having Adolfo Rodriguez on the mound here. Not just today, but in 2022. He has been a sight for sore eyes in regards to strike throwing here. This 2022 season has been tough for walks for the Quakes, and Ramirez has not endured nearly that many troubles. Swing and a miss by Torrealba. That is four strikeouts now for Adolfo. Case in point, one away. Ramirez with a very strong strikeout to walk ratio, 40-13. Nearly 4-1. If he keeps at it today, here's the 0-1. A bouncing ball hit to Betancourt, routinely played along to Carrion. Quickly two down. Ho-hum. He's now retired seven in a row. Two down for Iverson Rodriguez. Currently, that strikeout to walk ratio is now 44-13. It's going to have to get to 52 before it's officially 4-1. But you can squint and call it 4. Closer to 3.5, maybe. Pitch on the way. Rodriguez takes outside. 1-0. Iverson Rodriguez laid down a sacrifice in his first at-bat, technically making it a plate appearance. So he is 0-0 due to the fact that he was credited with a sack. Count evens up at 1-1 as he fouls it at the plate. Two down. 3-0 Rancho. Top half of five. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. It's been out there. He has given the Quakes a chance to hang on. If he is given the lead, rarely has he surrendered it. Again, you can look at his numbers and see that that's true. He has been a long relief guy, working usually between 3 and 4 innings. And while Bruns went 2 today, we expect the same from Adolfo today. Right now he is at 2 2/3 innings. There's a line drive on one hop. Betancourt, did he catch it or did he take it off the ground? Looks like he took it off the ground as he went to a knee to backhand. And he fires him out at first base. So Betancourt couldn't make the clean catch per se as he ended up short hopping it. But Rodriguez is retired 4-3. And the Grizzlies go in order for the second straight inning. And now that's 8 in a row retired by Adolfo Ramirez. We've reached the halfway point already. 3-0 Rancho. The end of 4.5 on the Quakes Radio Network.
Did you know that each Californian throws away an average of 4.5 pounds of trash each day? That adds up to 30 million tons of trash in a single year. You can do your part to reduce the amount of trash going into the landfill by recycling. Finding out where to recycle your bottles and cans is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-RECYCLE for a recycling center near you or log on to earth911.com. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Corps, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Corps is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcorps.org.
You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with 6 locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and 2 in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE. Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
Damon Keith to lead things off for Rancho. We go to the home half of inning number Lone Mart Field. Three runs, six hits, no errors for the Quakes. No runs, two hits, and two errors for the Fresno Grizzlies. Cullen Kafka into his fifth inning of work now. The 1-0 pitch to Damon misses down and away. 2-0. Keith, Garcia, Rodriguez, the meat of the order here. 3-4-5. The 2-0 offering is a little bit low. I think the catcher, Braxton Fulford, badly wanted that one. Didn't get the call from home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. It's 3-0 on Damon. Damon today has reached on a fielder's choice and also had an infield RBI hit to keep the third inning rolling. There is ball four as that one's down low. So on four pitches, Keith earns a leadoff walk, and here they come again. Rancho got two in the third, one in the fourth. Garcia at the plate. Today is 0 for 2, reaching on the air by Iverson Rodriguez in his last at-bat. Move over to first base, chasing Damon back to the bag. The first pitch now to Junior. He is missing outside, 1-0. Garcia, three doubles last night, three runs batted in. Elevated into the cleanup spot due to some injuries here for the last couple of days. There goes Keith on his way to second. Garcia fouls it down the third baseline, and Damon will have to backtrack it on back to first base. 1-1 on Junior. One ball, one strike on the way to Garcia. Grounded foul, sharply hit this time down the third baseline. Juan Valdez out of the bullpen area to go glove it in left field. 1-2. Pitch coming. Garcia lays off as that one's badly out of the zone. Down and away, nearly to the backstop. As Fulford made a nice little backhanded play. 2-2. Damon's run a couple of times. Don't be surprised to see him going here on 2-2. Damon stays. 2-2. Down and away. 3-2. Now my money's on Damon moving. He's only got five stolen bases on the year, but he's been this aggressive early in the count. I like him to go right here. 3-2, he goes. Payoff pitch to Garcia. High fly ball hit into left center field. Deep, Guerrero, Torrealba at the track, making the leap. It is gone as it just does clear the fence. Junior Garcia with his eighth of the season, and the Quakes have opened it up. It's 5-0. A towering fly ball to left center field. Or as it just cleared the fence, I'd call it about 385 away. Just did sneak over the fence as Guerrero, the center fielder, made a little half-hearted leap and came down with nothing. It's a U.S. Bank home run for kids, our first of the day, as Junior Garcia picks up his eighth long ball of the season. RBIs 48 and 49. And the Quakes in front 5-0. And Cullen Kafka is out of here. Four plus innings today for Kafka. And he will retire to the dugout. Victimized by the Junior Garcia long ball. U.S. Bank home run for kids means a $10 donation. Going from our partners at U.S. Bank to the Inland Empire United Way Kids Pack Program, helping less fortunate kids get nutritious meals on the weekends, all thanks to U.S. Bank. New arm into the game for the Fresno Grizzlies as Kafka is out of there. New arm is a right-hander, as I believe that is number 17, Luis Amoroso. Amoroso had three perfect innings in a save situation on Wednesday night, the lone Grizzlies win in this series. Final line on Cullen Kafka. We can do that as there's nobody left on base. Four plus innings. Gives up five runs. Four earned on seven hits. He struck out four, walked two. Of those two walks, one of them comes in to score. That being the leadoff free pass issued to Damon Keith to open this inning. Five zip Rancho playing some of their best baseball of 2022 going into the All-Star break. Trying to win for the sixth time in seven games overall, for the fourth straight time overall, and for the fifth time in six games in this particular series head-to-head against the Grizzlies. Again, I told you earlier, I didn't see this coming. Fresno entered this game or this series on Tuesday, winners of five straight. Who did they win those five games against? Was it league worst Stockton? No, it was San Jose. That's a real club. Pitch on the way. Hit foul. Out of play right side on Luis Rodriguez. Grizzlies entered this series with five straight wins. First place in the North. Best record overall. And all they've done is fall flat here in Rancho. The Quakes coming into this series. What did they do? They ended up winning on Sunday in San Bernardino to salvage just two of the six games in the 66er series. Pitch on the way to Luis Rodriguez. The 3-1 is outside for ball four. So Rodriguez walks, and Luis Amoroso, who did not allow a base runner in three perfect innings on Wednesday night. Boom, first batter faces. Walk. 5-0 on the Junior Garcia home run. Pitch coming home to Hector Martinez. Misses inside. 1-0. That is now 5 of 6 pitches out of the zone for Luis Amoroso. Amoroso is 6'1", 192 pounds, 22 years old, out of Venezuela. The 1-0 offering on the way to Hector. Bouncing ball, busted bat, grounded towards third. They'll go to second for one. The return throw to first base, however, to try to get two is not in time. Dug out of the dirt by the first baseman, Quijada. Rodriguez is out, 5-4 for the first out of this fifth inning. And Martinez is safe at first on a fielder's choice. Julio Carrion will be the hitter. While I didn't see this coming, I certainly don't know who would have. Again, optimistic in regards to the Quakes. Never a glass is half empty, sky is falling kind of a perspective. But how could you have seen this coming? Like, I thought Rancho, against the best team in the league, would be lucky to get three. I thought it would be amazing to get four. They have a chance today at five. 1-1 on the way to Carrion. A line drive softly poked into right field. It's down for base hit. Hector will hit the bag at second and hold there. Julio Carrion with a clean single into right field. First and second now against Amoroso. Betancourt will be the hitter. Luis Amoroso, numbers on this young man, 0-3 with a 4.08 ERA. This is his 28th appearance of the season here tonight. The one save, again, that came on Wednesday, three innings of perfect relief. Amoroso facing Kenneth Betancourt. Pitch on the way, down Broadway for a strike, 0-1. In 46 and a third innings for Luis Amoroso, he's given up 22 runs. 21 of those are earned on 36 hits. 45 strikeouts, 14 walks, and the league only batting .212 against him. The 0-1 to Betancourt is hit foul, lifted out of play right side, and it's quickly 0-2. One out. And the 0-2 on the way to Betancourt, nearly to the backstop. A good backhand by Braxton Fulford to go get that one. turning the glove over and extending to his right. Two runs home on the Garcia home run. Two aboard, one out. 1-2 to Betancourt. Fouled at the plate as this one squibs over to the on-deck circle on the right side. Count remains 1-2. Starting to cool just a little bit here as the sun continues to set behind us to our left. Field still drenched in sunshine. Betancourt tees off on one in a leaping line drive catch as Rodriguez caught it, came down, and clearly on transfer let it fall to the ground. Hector Martinez was wise to the play, so he was not going to be doubled off anyways. Ball came out of the glove of Iverson Rodriguez, but only on transfer. So Betancourt robbed of extra bases on a leaping grab down the third baseline by Iverson Rodriguez. Two down now for Marco Hernandez with two aboard. The pitch, a little high, 1-0. Turning around and watching the Major League Baseball draft, the Padres at 15 took a high school pitcher. That's nobody that's going soon. There's only really one unanimous player in the draft that was going to be quote-unquote MLB ready here in 22 to where he could make an impact. And there was all kinds of talk that Kumar Rocker would go to a team that's making a move. He went third, however, to the Texas Rangers, and the Rangers are going exactly nowhere as they're, I don't know, five or six games anyway out of a playoff spot. Corey Seager's decision to sign with the Texas Rangers, as far as wins and losses, looks at least a little questionable. Here's a ground ball down the third baseline, or down the first baseline, rather, as Quijada dives after it, knocks it into foul territory, and his only play is to pick it up and eat it, as Hector Martinez will be held at third. Marco didn't have quite enough oomph on it to get it past the first baseman, Quijada. He did knock it down with the glove, kept it relatively close, but only close enough to prevent Hector Martinez from scoring, not close enough to get Marco Hernandez, who is credited with an infield base hit. Martinez at third, Carrion at second, Hernandez at first, as Gauthier has a shot to blow this one open. 5-0 Quakes. He delivered with a two-out RBI double in his last at-bat. He looks at a called strike here on the outside edge. 0-1. Pitch on the way to Gauthier. This is low and outside, 1-1. Kumar Rocker, who of course was a Vanderbilt kid, drafted by the New York Mets last year, but due to an injury, he could not come to terms with the Mets, so he went and played indie ball this year, and they have deemed him big league ready. But I don't know that the Rangers are going to just run him out there anytime soon, now that he's gone to a quote-unquote non-contender here in 2022. It's a good pick by the Rangers, but I think there were a lot of MLB teams that thought that Kumar Rocker would fall potentially to them, and instead he went third overall. Gauthier with a towering drive to deep center field. Ultimately, I don't think it's deep enough. Guerrero back there near the warning track, about 390 feet away. He will have a would-be grand slam is denied. Quakes get two, but leave them loaded, sending eight to the plate. They do lead it 5-0 after five on the Quakes Radio Network.
Many older homes in California are charming, with lots of curb appeal, but they may not be strong enough to withstand damage from a major earthquake. If your house was built before 1980, there are steps you can take to help strengthen it against the damaging effects of the next major earthquake. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com today to learn more. It's not as complex or expensive as you may think. The work can be completed in as little as 3 days, and workers usually don't even need to enter your home. Preparing your house for an earthquake today means you can worry less tomorrow. Visit strengthenmyhouse.com.
Family owned and operated and voted number one. Family RV is your local dealer. Located in Ontario near the 10 and 15 freeway, Family RV has a huge indoor showroom with awesome inventory. We carry a large selection of Crossroads, Cruiser, Forest River, and Heartland RV products. Can't make it to the showroom? Check out our virtual showroom by visiting FamilyRVUSA.com. And be sure and join us on select Fridays at Lone Mart Field this year for Family RV Family Feast Night with the Quakes.
No matter where you're at, you can always find Quakes Baseball on the air. Listen on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app, keyword RC Quakes Baseball. You can also find the broadcast on the First Pitch app presented by Minor League Baseball. Finally, if you're planning on listening live at Lone Mart Field, bring your FM radio to the game and tune into 91.3 FM for live play-by-play with Mike Linscog. Whether you're right here in Rancho, up late on the East Coast, or hearing us internationally, thanks for listening and go Quakes! Listen to the future of the Los Angeles Dodgers right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
The Quakes and the Fresno Grizzlies move this one to the sixth inning of play. It's 5-0 Rancho as tonight they try to do to the Grizzlies what the Grizz did to the Quakes back in the month of May, and that's take 5 of 6 in a single series. Said it before, I'll say it again. Didn't see this coming as the Quakes playing some of their best baseball now here of 2022. Juan Brito to lead things off against Adolfo Ramirez. The 1-0 offering is skied into right center field, playable. Damon Keith over there makes the catch. One away. Braxton Fulford will be the hitter. He's 0 for 2 with a pair of punch-outs. One of those came against Adolfo Ramirez. Adolfo has now retired 9 consecutive batters. One of the longer streaks we have seen for any Quakes pitcher here in 2022. Pitch on the way to Fulford in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. 9 hits, no errors for the Quakes. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for the Grizzlies. Ramirez, home with the 0-1. Slider misses down and away. Count evens at 1 ball and 1 strike. There was talk, back to Kumar Rocker and the MLB draft, there was talk that Rocker would fall potentially all the way to the Angels, who were at 13, I believe, is where they were at. And I thought that seemed rather low for him to go. I thought he would be for sure a top 10 pick. I didn't necessarily know that he was going to be third behind the consensus 2 best players in the draft. With the Holiday kid going to Baltimore and Drew Jones, the son of former Dodger Andrew Jones, going to the Snakes. Pitch on the way in the dirt. Swung on and missed on a little three-quarter effort. Braxton Fulford will be retired as Marco Hernandez will come out of the box, grab the baseball, throw down to first, and throw out his counterpart, 2-3. 2 down. And for Adolfo Ramirez, that's now 5 punch-outs and no walks through what is 3 2/3 scoreless innings. He has now retired 10 in a row. Big yawn in a good way. Top of the sixth inning, 2 outs, bases empty for Yankiel Fernandez. What do we got here? Oh, Marco, he's got a gear malfunction. Trying to get those straps right on his catcher's mask. He's good to go now. The hockey-style helmet. Glove save to beauty. Pitch on the way. Fernandez, a tee shot down the first baseline. Nearly took out a teammate walking down the line from the right field bullpen. 0-1. I don't know who their backup catcher is. I guess that's A.J. Lewis now that I'm looking at him. A.J. Lewis coming down after obviously catching a pin here a moment ago. Nearly got smoked. 2 outs. 1-1 on Yankiel Fernandez. Pitch coming home. Swing and a miss over the top of a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Again, I found it to be very interesting since Kumar Rocker was back healthy and deemed MLB ready by many a scout. Found it interesting where he would land, but he's going to end up in the hands of a non-contender, at least that's what I'm calling the Texas Rangers. Here's a ground ball hit out to Goff here. 6-3 is the throw across the diamond is in time, and that is 11 in a row, retired by Adolfo Ramirez. On to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Quakes in control. 5-0 on the Quakes Radio Network.
Kegel's Appliance Center has been serving the Inland Empire for 69 years, and we've been Quakes fans since day one in 1993. Independently and family-owned, we're an essential business, and we are here for you and your family. Kegel's Appliance is where customers send their friends with friendly and knowledgeable sales staff. We service what we sell, providing replacement parts and service. Visit our showroom at 114 South Campus in Ontario and check out our competitive prices, or visit our website at kegels.com.
The right printing company to help your business get results is right here in Rancho Cucamonga. Look no further than the Kindred Corporation. The Kindred Corporation is a full-service printing and promotions company celebrating more than 40 years right here in our community. Creative design, high-quality proofing, state-of-the-art printing, including all forms of finishing and mailing, the Kindred Corporation can handle all of your printing needs. Visit their website at kindredcorp.com for a better look. The Kindred Corporation, proud printing partner of the Quakes.
Lisa Donato is the leading force behind the Lisa Donato Group. As an established real estate agent in the Inland Empire and surrounding cities of Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Upland, Eastville, and Ontario for over 10 years, the go-to team in real estate, the Lisa Donato Group has commitment and dedication for upholding their clients' best interests and creating win-win situations. Take a peek at some of the real estate they're selling by visiting lisadonatogroup.com. The Lisa Donato Group, serving you with any and all of your real estate needs.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Jake Vogel will lead things off for Rancho as we go to the home half of inning number six. Vogel gets spun out of the way of that one. Quickly, it is 1-0. Luis Amoroso continues to work here as the Quakes have a 5-0 advantage. Amoroso allowed the bases to be loaded, taking over in the fifth inning, but ultimately got out of it, posting a zero. His first clean inning now coming in to start. He gets Vogel to pop up routinely to center field, making the catches. Guerrero quickly one down. One down for Damon Keith. Damon Keith with an infield hit, an RBI in the third. Walked in the fifth. Pitch on the way. Grounded foul down the third baseline. Keith with an infield hit and an RBI. Has also walked and reached on a fielder's choice. Officially 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. Sends one fouling out of play. Quickly 0-2. We've just now reached an hour and a half old, as we are at 1 hour and 32 minutes, actually. 1 hour, 32 minutes. Now we're rolling pretty good. Bottom half of the sixth inning. There's a swing and a miss. Keith is down on strikes. Quickly two down. This definitely has the makeup of a fast game. You can thank Adolfo Ramirez for that portion of the day. Ramirez has retired 11 in a row as the Grizzlies have gone in order for three consecutive innings now against Ramirez, who is in line for the W, assuming the bullpen can hold a 5-0 lead over the next nine outs. Down in the left field bullpen, there is action, and I feel that Ramirez is probably done after four scoreless here today, as Joan Valdez is loosening down the left field line. Pitch on the way. This is outside, and it's 3-0. Junebug flying around here at Lonemart Field, and it is doing exactly what its name would indicate, bugging people. There's a lady down here below us that jumped up and vacated her seat, thinking she was going to get attacked by the Junebug. Young man wearing a Fresno Grizzlies hat here below me. He just took a swipe at it to shoo it out of here. That's ball four. And Junior Garcia is down to first base with a four-pitch walk. So a two-out base runner now for Luis Rodriguez, who walked in his last plate appearance. He swings and fouls it away, 0-1. Junebug's not going to hurt you. It will definitely bug you. And it does look a little big and loud and intimidating. He ain't going to hurt you, though. Snap throw down to first base, chasing the runner back as Junior a little too far off the bag for the liking of the catcher Braxton Fulford, who had a good throw down, but not in time. It's the 0-2. Next offering on the way from Amoroso. Breaking ball in the dirt. Swung on and missed. Rodriguez is down on strikes for the second time today, and that is the second strikeout of the inning and of the game for reliever Luis Amoroso, who works around a two-out walk. On to the seventh, and indeed it will be Joan Valdez checking in for Adolfo Ramirez. Brilliant four-inning performance here today. 5-0 Rancho at the end of six on the Quakes Radio Network.
Drinking and driving, what's your excuse?
I know when I've had too much. I'm careful.
We designate a driver. He just drinks less.
If the room doesn't spin when I stand up, I'm good.
I was eating the whole time I was drinking.
I didn't drink that much.
I had to drive home. I need my car for work.
I'm a big guy. I can drink more and drive.
Ah, I live 5 minutes from here.
No excuses. Designate a sober driver.
A message from the California Highway Patrol.
If you're talking Saturdays with the Quakes, you're talking fireworks. Every Saturday night at Lone Mart Field, fans will enjoy a post-game fireworks extravaganza. Visit rcquakes.com and get your tickets. Saturday night's certainly all right for fireworks. Hey, Elton, what's your favorite night at Lone Mart Field?
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kago's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DiNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Corps, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser. Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
First pitch swinging here to open the seventh inning. Juan Guerrero, a hard ground ball up the middle past the right-hander Joan Valdez and into center field for a base hit. And here's where the Grizzlies can be dangerous. Late in the game against the Rancho bullpen. Adolfo Ramirez, brilliant. 11 in a row to finish his outing. Four scoreless innings, gives up two hits, five strikeouts. No runs, no walks, obviously. Here's a pickoff move over to first base. Very close. Applying the tag, Julio Carrion. As back to the bag in time is Guerrero, but just barely. Yowzers. Nobody out. Leadoff man aboard. 5-0 Quakes. Just the third hit of the game for the Fresno offense and their first since Brito singled with one out in the third to put runners at first and third. Kokoska at the plate. Another move over to first base, chasing the runner back. That is two disengagements during this particular sequence to Zach Kokoska. So he's got to get him if he goes over there again. We may see the runner move up. He stays. 0-1 offering all the way to Kokoska. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Pitching change. Adolfo Ramirez out. Joan Valdez in. It's brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. Valdez today making his 24th appearance of the year. A 2-1 record and a 3.56 ERA. Hopefully he can give the Quakes 1 to 2 innings. Here's a ground ball pulled foul at the first baseline. 0-2. Other guys on the list that could potentially work today. Maybe a Kelvin Bautista. Perhaps a Madison Jeffrey. Maybe each of them will have an inning. I don't know. 0-2 offering all the way to Kokoska. Line drive foul down the right field line. He was all over that one. 0-2. To the Cal League scoreboard. Modesto 9-4 leading Lake Elsinore. That one in the eighth. San Jose leading Visalia 7-3 in the sixth. And Stockton on the board first tonight over Inland Empire. 1-0 in the third. The 0-2 all the way to the backstop as it's in the dirt. Gets away from Marco Hernandez. And advancing to second base is Juan Guerrero on a wild pitch. So the leadoff man aboard, and the mistakes then follow. Ball in the dirt, and here's Marco Hernandez to come out as he's going to try to talk to Juan Valdez about any upcoming future mistakes that could potentially be avoided. Five nothing. Grizzlies trying to get on the board here in the seventh. Leadoff man stands at second. Nobody out. The 1-2 on the way. Hard ground ball. That is fair down the first base line as Carrion pointed foul and looks a bit surprised. A run is in to score. Kokoska rounding second and now will dive back in before Gauthier can come back and put the tag on top of his noggin. It is 5-1 as Kokoska gets the call down the right field line. Bouncing ball. Very close. Ruled fair. The hit gives him his 27th run batted in of the year. And the Grizzlies are on the board with momentum. Still nobody out here in the seventh inning. Pitch on the way to Bryant Quijada in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Valdez spent a couple of weeks on the injured list and debuted off the injured list here a couple of nights ago for the first time. He was actually activated 1 week ago today, but didn't pitch until about 4 days later, which was a little unusual. Usually if a guy is activated, he's due to pitch that day or the next day. And instead, they just had him ready to roll, but did not throw until, I guess it was Thursday. Now he throws here on Sunday. 3 days later, the pitch, low, 2-1 on Quijada. So no doubt trying to knock off the rust a little bit from a bit of an extended break on the injured list. Don't know exactly what the injury was. Sometimes they're the 2-1 offering in there for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Valdez, 6'4", big kid, 175 pounds out of the Dominican Republic. Wearing number 24 on the back of his home white. Pitch coming home, the 2-2, swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Marco picks it up and tags him before he gets out of the box, and there's one away. That's a big out. That is a big out, the first punch out in relief for Juan Valdez. So one gone finally here in the seventh inning. Valdez so far a dozen pitches here in the inning. One out facing Gorvis Torrealba. Right-handed hitter, exaggerated open stance at the plate. The pitch, hit foul. Back to the screen, it's 0-1. Torrealba homered earlier in the series, his only home run with the Grizzlies. Venezuelan prospect. Ready now for the 0-1 on the way. Misses high. One ball, one strike. His dad, the Orbit Torrealba, also played in AAA for the Fresno Grizzlies. They are the first father-son combo to play for the Grizzlies franchise. That's pretty incredible. Pitch on the way. This is low, 2-1. Maybe someday we'll get Cody Bellinger Jr. or Mike Trout Jr. making it a little father-son action. Who knows? It could happen. I hope not to be here by the time Mike Trout Jr. gets here, though. Just saying. 2-1 pitch. Swung on or missed. 2-2. One out. A run home. 5-1 is our score. Things getting a little tighter, however. Valdez from the belt. The 2-2 offering all the way to Torrealba. Breaking ball. Got him swinging. That's a big one. Two down. Two outs. Back-to-back punch outs for Joan Valdez after back-to-back hits to open the inning. Here's a bit of a feisty hitter, Ben Sims, who has a home run in this series, one of two on the season. He is 1-for-2 today with a single and also a ground ball to Betancourt. Two down. Quakes trying to prevent any further rallying from the Grizzlies and maintain what is currently a four-run advantage. The pitch inside and low to Sims, 1-0. The 1-0 offering on the way. Sims takes just inside, 2-0. Out in the left field bullpen, Kelvin Bautista is up. And we will see him, but we will most likely see him next. Here's the 2-0 on the way to Sims. Line drive into right field, but right at Damon Keith. He allows it to come right in his glove as he crouches down to make the catch. Two straight hits to open the inning. The Grizzlies get on the board, but Valdez settles in and retires the next three hitters to prevent any future Fresno rallying going on. Fans here at Lone Mart Field to take their seventh inning stretch. Our score, the Quakes leading the Grizzlies 5-1 at the stretch on the Quakes Radio Network.
The best sports teams and companies know the importance of understanding data at the highest level. Just having the analytics isn't enough. How do you apply what you know? Azusa Pacific University's Masters in Applied Statistics and Analysis develops problem solvers able to make better decisions based on stats. Earn your Masters in Applied Stats by classes taught from a Christian perspective by experienced and caring faculty. Go to APU.edu for more information. APU.edu. Graduating game changer since 1899.
Care for Women's Medical Group is your community leader in obstetrics and gynecology. We represent one of the premier medical practices in the Inland Empire dedicated to women's health, offering bioidentical hormones, robotic surgery, and complete obstetrical services. Experience the warm and caring environment you deserve. Three locations for your convenience. Visit our website at cfwmg.com to learn more about our locations in the Inland Empire, Chino Hills, and Eastville. Care for Women's Medical Group, your choice for OBGYN care in the Inland Empire.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, 5-1 Rancho. First pitch swinging, Hector Martinez. A routine fly ball into left field. This is Torrealba coming in. He'll make the catch. There's one away. Julio Carrion will be the hitter. 1-for-3 with a fifth inning single. Julio yesterday smacked his 10th home run of the season. He's just one off the team lead. Damon Keith, Luis Diaz, both have 11 tied atop the team leaderboard, while Carrion is just one at bat and a bomb behind. Could be right here, right now. He swings and misses over the top of a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Betancourt will follow. Grizzlies got a run their first of the day in the seventh inning. Consecutive hits to open the seventh inning against Joan Valdez. Here's a little flare hit into shallow right field. Ain't nobody going to catch that one. Yankiel Fernandez comes in kind of lazily, knowing full well that he wasn't going to get there. And then as he reaches over to pick it up, he clanks it off of his knee. No additional advancement for Carrion as it's a straight single. His second hit of the day. Not exactly smoked off the wall in right field for a single, but he's on at first base nonetheless. Betancourt, one out of three with a fourth inning single and a run scored. The pitch is in the dirt, gets away from the catcher. Down to second goes Julio Carrion. And there's some big insurance now in scoring position for Rancho Cucamonga. We will see if the Quakes can take advantage. Wild pitch, charge to Luis Amoroso. Now with a base knock, the Quakes can reclaim and match their largest lead of the day at 5. The 1-0 misses outside, 2-0. Pitch coming home, ground ball up the middle, and Carrion is caught in no man's land. He will wait, and now the pitcher throws, and it's off the glove of the second baseman. Oh, my goodness. Down to second base goes Betancourt. It will be on the catch. The pitcher threw it. Brito had it, and it kicked off of his glove, and he will be charged accordingly. Maybe the throw had some additional mustard on it, but a huge mistake there. E4. Carrion was caught in no man's land. Fielder's choice for Betancourt. He alertly goes to second base on the errant throw and catch. E4. So the Quakes with something cooking here thanks to the error. Runners at second and third. Only one out for Marco Hernandez. The pitch inside. It misses. 1-0. The infield is up all the way around the horn for the Grizzlies. Rodriguez at third, Sems at short, Brito at second, Quijada at first. The 1-0 on the way. Marco with a drive into the alley in left center field. It's down for a base hit. Rounding third, and on his way home is Betancourt. He'll score without a throw. It's a two-run single for Marco Hernandez, and the Quakes have opened it up. It's 7-1. Betancourt had to be sure it was going to get down. It did. And two runs will score as a result. Marco's second hit of the day. RBI 6-7. A big one there. And the Quakes extend their lead. Largest margin of lead today for Rancho at 6. 7-1. Pitch on the way to Austin Gauthier. Ground ball headed for center field. Up the middle for a base hit. Marco to second. He will hold there. Gator with his third hit of the day. And the Quakes not done here in the seventh inning. Four consecutive men have reached as the air most certainly opened the door to a would-be big inning. The Carrion run will definitely be unearned. Betancourt's run, we will see potentially how the rest of the inning goes before we validate that as an earned or unearned run. Pitch on the way. Vogel takes down low, and it's 1-0. Carrion should have been out, so regardless of how the inning were to take shape the rest of the way, his run will always be unearned. Here's a ground ball towards the hole. Picked nicely by Iverson Rodriguez at third. They'll go down to second where they get the out on Gauthier, and that's all they'll get. Vogel robbed of his third hit. Fielder's choice. He'll land at first. Marco Hernandez safe at third. Really nifty pick by Rodriguez. Honestly, I thought that ball off the bat was going to squeak through the hole. And Rodriguez proved me wrong. So two down. And that should wrap up as far as the earned runs go. There goes Vogel. The pitch going to be off the glove. The throw coming home is also off the glove. Hernandez will get credit on the back end of the double steal, and the Quakes extend the lead. It's 8-1. Quakes. They'll say because the throw was in the dirt that Marco was able to come home. And I think that's probably a good play right there as far as the official score is concerned. So Vogel will get credit for the stolen base. That's his 11th. It's a Safeco Insurance stolen base. And Hernandez will come home on the throw in the dirt. Now here's a ground ball through the hole on the left side. A base hit. Vogel will only make it as far as third. As on it quickly as Torrey Alba. So Damon Keith just singled. It's a huge inning for Rancho. Three runs are home. The Hernandez run ends up scoring not on a stolen base, but E2, as indeed he went home once that throw was in the dirt and popped away for Brito, the second baseman. So it will be a stolen base for Vogel, his 11th. E2 allowing Hernandez to score. Vogel goes second to third on the Keith single, and Luis Amoroso is done after he goes 2 2/3. Amoroso did not give up any runs prior to the seventh, but all three runs in the seventh inning, I believe, are going to be of the unearned variety against Amoroso. But he is obviously still responsible for Vogel at third and Keith at first. A huge seventh inning to hopefully put this one away for the Rancho offense. It is 8-1. Their largest lead of the night at 7 runs. Junior Garcia is due up, but there's a pitching change. As we just told you, Amoroso departing in favor of Tanner Probst, who makes his second appearance out of the bullpen for Fresno here this series. Probst is how you pronounce his last name, P-R-O-P-S-T, Tanner Probst, 6-foot, 190-pound, undrafted free agent in 2020, inked to a contract with the Rockies. Two outs, and Junior Garcia due up. Quakes have broken it open thanks to a 3-run 7th. Now 8 runs on 13 hits. Two down. And the pitch on the way to Junior is inside for ball 1-0. Two down. Pitch on the way. Junior takes low and inside. Shows the stop sign to Vogel. Says, don't come home. Catcher caught it. Two and oh. Garcia ready for the 2-0. Misses outside. That's ball 3-3-0. Three and oh is low, ball 4. So the Grizzlies just crumbling before our eyes. After mounting a bit of a rally in the top half of the seventh inning and at least making some noise. Rough bottom of inning number 7 for them, and the Quakes now already up 7. Have an opportunity to blow the doors off with a big base hit here. Potentially making it a 9 or 10 or maybe even an 11-run game. Pitch on the way to Rodriguez, misses outside 1-0. All those are on the table. Varying degrees of base hitness, if you will. Single, double, grand slam. 1-0 on the way to Rodriguez. A swing and a miss. 1-1. Everybody, 58, our announced Sunday attendance here tonight. 1,058. We say thank you, Quakes fans, for your ongoing support here of our 2022 campaign. Couldn't have done it without you. 1-1 to Rodriguez. Misses. And it's 2-1. Two and one offering now with the bases loaded and two outs. All the way to Luis Rodriguez. Hit in the air. Well, right center field. Nobody's going to catch up to that one because it's going to go to the fence. Two runs are in to score. Garcia will hold at third. It's a two-run single to right center field off the fence for Luis Rodriguez. And the Quakes take a 10-1 lead. Two RBIs for Rodriguez, 48 on the season. Martinez will become the 10th man to bat here in the inning and has the dubious honor of potentially making two of the three outs in a single inning. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. So Tanner Probst, oops, allows both inherited runs to come in and score. He has faced two batters. And both have reached safely as Garcia walked. He now is at third, and Rodriguez just singled off the wall in right center. The 1-1 offering on the way. This is outside, and it's 2-1. Rodriguez needs to be at second base on a ball hit off the wall in the alley. Two one on the way. Hector fouls it back here to the screen. 2-2. Got to be running hard at all times. I don't care that it's a 10-1 lead. He just shorted himself an extra base hit instead of a double. It's a single. 2-2 on the way. Martinez takes down and in. Full count at 3-2. Now Luis will be going on the head start here, 3-2. There he goes, payoff pitch. Luis on the move. Hector takes down low, ball four. So he walks, and the bases are reloaded. Julio Carrion now, a five-run seventh as the Quakes have blown it wide, wide open. Bases loaded, two outs for Carrion, who's got a couple of hits tonight. The pitch, weak ground ball, hit foul, third base side. 0-1. We're in the home half of the seventh. The Quakes have blown it wide open at 10-1, scoring five times here in the inning. The 0-1 offering on the way to Carrion, a swing and a miss. Pretty good curveball right there as Carrion swung through it. 0-2. Two outs in the 0-2 on the way to Julio. A little high and tight. It's a ball and two strikes. 10 runs now, 14 hits, no errors for the Quakes. A run on four hits and four errors for the Grizzlies. Everything that Fresno has done really well all season long, they have been atrocious at here in this series. Maybe with the exception of hitting. Today they have not hit the ball well, but that's not necessarily true of every game in this series. But they have not played defense well. They have certainly not pitched well. They have not commanded the pitches well. And the top hitting team in the league, well, they're not hitting today, a run on four hits. 1-2 on the way to Carrion, strike three called on the outside part of the plate. Julio was down on strikes for the third time today, and Rancho leaves them loaded. But they settle, air quotes, for five in the seventh as they've broken it open. 10-1 Quakes at the end of seven on the Quakes Radio Network.
All-Star Kia San Bernardino invites you to explore the full lineup of Kia sedans, SUVs, and crossovers, like the all-new Carnival and award-winning Telluride, just off the 215 in San Bernardino. All-Star Kia San Bernardino has developed procedures to comply with CDC guidelines and still provide you with the sales and service you've come to expect from the team at our dealership, as well as our state-of-the-art service center and parts department. Experience no-contact sales and service. Number one sales in the IE for 12 straight years. Visit allstarkia.net for more info.
What makes beer taste good? The simple answer is the ingredients. And Budweiser is the king of sourcing the finest.
Brewed with the best barley malt, a blend of premium hop varieties, fresh rice and filtered water, resulting in a medium-bodied, flavorful, refreshing American-style lager. Grab a Bud at your nearest store or through your favorite delivery app.
And experience the iconic taste of Budweiser.
Welcome to Endless Kitchen and Bath, your interior renovation reimagined, offering you the look you love that's tailored to your taste and lifestyle. With an endless variety of cabinetry, quartz and stone, luxury vinyl plank flooring, engineered and hardwood flooring, as well as a luxurious collection of kitchen, bath, and shower fixtures, our excitement is into a cohesive look that reflects your style. Go to endlesskitchenandbath.com or visit our 6,300 square foot showroom across from Lomart Field on Jack Benny Drive.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Quakes go to the bullpen yet again as Kelvin Bautista will check into the contest after Joan Valdez gives up one run in one inning on a couple of hits with two strikeouts. Valdez out, Bautista in. Pitching change brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. The Quakes with a comfortable 10-1 advantage as Bautista misses with his first pitch to Iverson Rodriguez. Now the 1-0 coming home is a called strike. 1-1. Rancho, 10 runs on 14 hits here in the finale. The pitch is popped up. Routinely to left field. Coming on is Luis Rodriguez. He is there. He will make the catch. One gone. Iverson Rodriguez pops up to Luis Rodriguez. One down. Juan Brito, the hitter. This has been certainly one of the funnest series at home this year. A, winning cures all ailments. Oh, my neck hurts. But we've won 5 of 6. God, I feel better. The 1-0 offering to Brito. Misses down low, 2-0. Oh, been writing all day. I got a cramp in my hand. But we've won 5 of 6. Gosh, I feel better now. It does. It cures all ailments. 2-0 on the way to Brito. Misses outside ball, 3-0. The 15-14 come-from-behind win a couple of nights ago. That will not soon be forgotten. Pitch on the way. The 3-0 down low for ball four. So Bautista can't avoid the walk. A one-out free pass. That is just the second walk issued today by Rancho. Runs walked a two-out batter in the first, and now Bautista walks a one-out batter here in the eighth. 10-1, and Braxton Fulford will be the hitter. The winning obviously can put a Band-Aid on anything. That 15-14 game, was it a well-played game? No. Was it a game in which the Quakes did enough offensively and took advantage of every Grizzlies mistake in order to win? Yes. Therefore, good win? Yes. Great win? Still, yes. There's plenty of great wins in this league, especially that are not well-played great wins. 15-14 come from behind. Victory is a great win. I don't care if you made 6 errors along the way. They didn't, but they did make a couple. Pitch on the way, misses outside. Braxton Fulford, it's 2-1. But in addition to the winning, the part that makes it maybe even a little sweeter is that this is the best of the best in the league. Like Lake Elsinore is playing some pretty good baseball right now, and they may very well be the best team in the league. But at least on paper, the Fresno Grizzlies coming into this series, best record in the Cal League in the first half and the second half, therefore overall. Here's a ground ball through the hole on the left side. And the Grizzlies not going to go away quietly here in the eighth inning. Have runners at first and second with only one out. Yankiel Fernandez, who is 0 for 2 with a walk, will be the hitter. And here's Marco Hernandez coming out to the mound for a quick word. Again, it's been a fun series. The weather has been a little on the warm side. The games have been a little on the long side. You know, you're not going to do 15-14 in 2.5 hours. So, you know, as they say, it is what it is. But the fact that the Quakes have played some of their best ball against the top team in the league, it tells me one thing. If we can get to the playoffs, we can hang. The pitch on the way to Yankiel Fernandez misses down and away, 1-0. Now, they did strip me of my minor league farm director title here just a couple of days ago, in fact. No, I never had that title. 1-0 on the way. Fernandez takes it. But over the course of the last, call it, 6 weeks of the regular season, I don't think that there are a ton of moves coming as far as promotions of our best players. The best of the best, of course, has already been promoted. The Diego Cartayas, the Jose Ramoses, the Alex De Jesus. Players of that caliber have already gone up. Do we still have great players? Of course we do. Pitch on the way, breaking ball in there for a called strike. 2-2. Am I saying that there's no way Damon Keith's going to get promoted to the next level by the end of the season? Of course not. He very well may. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Finally, two outs. Kelvin Bautista earns his first strikeout in relief. That's out number two here in the eighth inning. Two on, two away now for Juan Guerrero. But I don't think there's going to be this plethora of moves where, you know, who are the Quakes' best couple of hitters? Right now, that's Damon Keith, Austin Gauthier. Arguably, Jake Vogel is on fire right now, but you know what I'm saying. Could the Quakes sustain some winning even without the loss of two of those big dogs? Difficult, but certainly it's been done before. I remember in the 2015 season where we got wiped out by promotions and then trades. Like we lost half of our starting rotation at the trade deadline, and I was like, oh, man, that is really going to hurt this really good club. And, well, we'll have to get to the playoffs and find a way. And instead they got to the playoffs and dominated. Here's a ball that's in and out of the glove of Marco Hernandez, and down to third will go the base runner as Juan Brito is able to move up on what they will rule a passed ball. Pitch was high, but it hit Marco square in the glove. He couldn't squeeze it, and then he did a couple of 360s, even though the ball was right in front of him. Didn't realize it was right there. 1-2. Again, I just don't foresee a ton of promotions. Certainly there could be. And certainly they could take, you know, two of the top bats, maybe two of the top pitchers, and say, just deal with it. Here's a ball down the right of the bullpen. Gonna have to watch this one hit on a hop and into the Fresno bullpen. 1-2. But again, the way they've played this series hopefully will give them some confidence moving forward, especially after a rough stretch in which they lost a series at Lake Elsinore, split a series at home against Visalia, and then lost a series on the road against Inland Empire. To come back and win 5 out of 6 against the best team in the league, that is, of course, going to be a huge confidence builder for this club going forward, and hopefully something that can carry them to the playoffs. Remember, we're not guaranteed a playoff spot, but what we are in the mood for here is finding a way to sneak in. Lake Elsinore, of course, won the first half South Division. They are currently in first place in the second half. And the Quakes can get to the playoffs in one of two ways. A, win the second half, currently two games out. Or B, Lake Elsinore wins the second half, and the Quakes just simply do what they're doing, and that's finish with the next best overall record. Because right now, as it stands coming into today's action, Rancho is 46-40. That's six games over 500, whereas Inland Empire is four games back at 42-44. Here's a liner screaming into left field for a base hit. In to score from third base is Juan Brito. And because of the pass ball, that may affect the run, whether or not it's earned or not. Braxton Fulford to second. Juan Guerrero with his second hit and an RBI. It's 10-2. Trying desperately not to put the cart before the horse today. Quakes still have four outs to get before we can officially say 5 of 6. And now it's an 8-run advantage at 10-2. Pitch on the way to Zach Kokoska. Breaking ball just outside, and it's 1-0. Out of the left field bullpen, Madison Jeffrey on tap to pitch next. Whether or not he pitches in the eighth or the ninth remains to be seen. Hopefully Bautista can get through this, what is already a rather lengthy eighth inning. The pitch, a called strike on Kokoska, and it's 1-1. Bautista, the next pitch will be 26. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Chased a ball out of the zone, did Kokoska. It's a bad swing. 1-2. Not going to hit that with a paddle. I hope to be kayaking at this. I have a paddle. I'll let you know if I can hit it when it's out of the zone like that. 1-2 on the way to Kokoska. This time he's disciplined enough to lay off. It was the exact same pitch, and why not? Fool me once, fool me twice concept there. 2-2. On the way to Kokoska, bounces in the dirt and gets away from Marco Hernandez. And everybody advances. And that will make that run earned against Kelvin Bautista for certain without any clarification from the official scorer after the inning as the wild pitch moves everybody up. Enough is enough here, fellas. Let's go. Two outs, a run home. Runners at second and third. The count full on Kokoska at 3-2. Pitch coming home. Breaking ball just low and in. Bautista showing disapproval by putting his hands on his hips. I don't know if that's completely necessary. It was down and in. And as we get the word officially from the track man, it was out of the strike zone. So that would have been a real gift for Bautista, who, again, on a borderline pitch, puts his hands on his hips. That's not going to make the umpire give him the next call, I'll tell you. John Shoemaker is out of the dugout, and that will be all for Bautista, who ends up throwing 29 pitches and is in a little bit of a pinch here. It's an 8-run game, so there's plenty of wiggle room. Fulford at third, Guerrero at second, Kokoska just walked, and that's the end of the line for Bautista, who goes just two-thirds of an inning and gets into trouble with two hits and two walks to go along with a wild pitch. Bryant Quijada is due up, and Madison Jeffrey is the new arm into the game. So Jeffrey takes over. Pitching change brought to you by American Career College, where one change changes everything. Kelvin Bautista, obviously you can't close the book on him just yet. Currently one run strikeout, but the bases are obviously loaded. Bryant Quijada will be the man that Jeffrey will be tasked with retiring. Numbers on Jeffrey on the season-long 2-2 with a 5.26 ERA. This is his 26th appearance, all out of the bullpen in relief. This is a non-save situation. He does have a couple of saves on the year. 25 and two-thirds innings, 17 runs, 15 earned on just 15 hits, 36 strikeouts in 25 and two-thirds, but he's also walked 22 batters, league batting 169. Madison Jeffrey, who gave up a walk-off home run back in May to the man at first base, Zach Kokoska, will not be facing him this inning. Two outs. Pitch on the way to Quijada. Slider outside, 1-0. Two down. Jeffrey home. The West Virginia natives 1-0. Spins him out of the way. Nearly grazed him as Quijada fronting as if maybe he did get grazed. Nobody buying into that as he doesn't do a good enough job of selling it. 2-0. Jeffrey's whole thing, hard thrower, struggles with his command. 2-0. Slider outside. Ball 3, 3-0. That was a cut fastball, actually. A lot of movement on it. Coming in hot at 96. 3-0 offering on the way to Quijada, all the way to the backstop. That's ball 4. So Jeffrey comes in and on 4 pitches immediately relinquishes a bases-loaded walk. And it's 10-3. It's great when you can just brush it off your shoulder like, it's an 8-run game, down to 7. No big deal. Bases loaded walk on 4 pitches. Let's go. Here is your V's Torrey Alba. Pitch on the way to Torrey Alba. He has a called strike and it's 0-1. Torrey Alba, 0-3 today. Credit Quijada with a bases loaded walk as he gets his 11th RBI of the season. Pitch on the way. He is fouled out of play, and it's 0-2 on Torrey Alba. Madison's 0-2 offering on the way to Torrey Alba. Bouncing ball up the middle. Backhanded by Betancourt. Flips to Gauthier, and he steps on the bag just ahead of Quijada, the oncoming runner. Terrific play by Betancourt, who actually now needs to collect himself as he'll have a quick word with Quijada up the middle. Just a terrific effort by Betancourt, keeping the damage to a minimum here in the top of the eighth inning. Grizzlies get two, but they leave them loaded as Jeffrey gets some help by Betancourt. Bottom of the eighth inning. It's 10-3 Rancho on the Quakes Radio Network.
Did you know that producing new plastic from recycled material uses only two-thirds of the energy required to manufacture it from raw materials, and that recycling 125 aluminum cans saves enough energy to power one home for an entire day? Hit a home run for the environment by recycling right here at the stadium. Recycle your bottles, cans, and plastic cups by depositing them in one of the many recycling containers located throughout the stadium. For additional information about improving the environment, visit healthyrc.com.
We care about families, we care about seniors, and we care about our community. National Core, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Core is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents, and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcore.org.
OmniTrans is your number one ride to the next Quakes game and everywhere you need to go in the local region. For only $6, you can buy a day pass that will get you to the game. OmniTrans is the best choice. It's affordable and easy. So skip the traffic, forget about parking, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the game, too. Visit OmniTrans.org today to plan your trip. Go Quakes!
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
10-3 Quakes here in the home half of the eighth inning. First pitch swinging, Kenneth Betancourt, a wicked ground ball, hard hit, takes a hard hop off the shoulder. They're going to call that an error. That's a tough one, man. On one hop off the shoulder, They're going to call that an error. I don't know. I would have rolled with base hit right there. Betancourt is aboard. And the runner safe over at first base. Pitch on the way to Hernandez. All the way to the backstop as it's off the glove of the catcher. So down to second base goes Betancourt. 1-0. Marco Hernandez with a key at bat in his last plate appearance. A two-run single chasing home a pair as part of that five-run inning when Rancho blew it open and took a commanding 10-1 advantage. Two and oh offering on the way. In there for a called strike on Marco. 2-1. Two-one offering. Hernandez takes it down and away. It's three balls and a strike. If that remains an error, it's the fifth on the day for the Grizzlies. 3-1 offering. Hernandez with a drive into left center field. Did he get it all? The answer is yes! Marco Hernandez with his second home run of the season. It's a four RBI day for Marco, and the Quakes matching their largest lead of the day at 9 as it's 12-3. To left center field, 433 feet away as she leaves the bat at 100 miles an hour. His second home run of the season. And the Quakes extend their lead back to 9 at 12-3. U.S. Bank home run number 2 on the day. Junior Garcia, of course, had the first. Now Marco with the second. Another $10 donation going from our partners at U.S. Bank to the Inland Empire United Way Kids Pack program. Helping less fortunate kids get nutritious meals on the weekends. All thanks to U.S. Bank. 1-0, pitch on the way, a little flare in a shallow right field. Coming on, however, is Yankiel Fernandez. He'll put a glove on it. Finally, one away. Gauthier is retired. He's 3-for-6 now. One down, base is empty for Jake Vogel. Bryce McGowan, the new arm into the game. Already been taken deep by Marco Hernandez. McGowan on the season, 1-0 with an 8-1-4 ERA. This is his 24th appearance of the season. 1-0. All the way to Jake Vogel. Ground ball up the middle. Diving play by Sims. The throw across the diamond got him. Vogel is retired on a nice play at short by Sims. Lunging to his left. He did a little lean and a little half dive, making the play for the second out of the inning. Two outs for Damon Keith. 12-3 here in the last of the eighth inning as the Quakes have all but put their stamp on 5-of-6 in this series. Pitch to Keith, misses low, 1-0. Damon, 2-for-4 today with two hits, a walk, two runs scored, and an RBI. Here's a ground ball up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Damon to first base. So Keith reaches for the fourth time today and with his third single of the day. 16 hits for the Rancho offense. Two down. Pitch on the way to Garcia. Line drive into the alley in right center field. That's down for a base hit. Damon will only go station to station. Any other scenario, as in when you don't have a 9-run lead, he would have been on his way to third, but the Quakes will not press the issue and force Damon into busting his tail to third base. It's a long season. No need to press the issue there. So a single for Garcia. Fifth time that he's been aboard. Two hits, two walks, reached on an error as well. Pitch on the way to Rodriguez. Ball's a foot off the plate. He offered at it, however. 0-1. Ninth man to bat. He is the seventh man to bat here in the eighth inning. I had two hitters carried over from the seventh inning when the Quakes sent 11 men to the plate. Here's a fly ball popped up routinely to right field. Yankiel Fernandez comes on, makes the catch. Side is retired. Quakes score twice in the bottom of the eighth inning. And they are in front, 12-3. On to the ninth we go on the Quakes Radio Network.
When you visit us here at All Care Dental Office in Rancho Cucamonga, you can always be sure to get top-notch, personalized service you are certain to enjoy. From start to finish, we take exceptional pride in taking care of each person's oral health needs. With the latest techniques combined with the use of cutting-edge technology, our entire staff delivers outstanding results our patients love. So if you're in Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, Fontana, Ontario, or the surrounding areas, call us today at 909-466-7966 or visit our website at allcaredentaloffice.com.
The Best Western Plus Heritage Inn has been a proud partner to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes for more than 25 years. Visiting Rancho Cucamonga? Stay with a winning team. Give us a call today to help with all your hotel needs. Located just minutes from the ballpark on Spruce Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, the Best Western Plus Heritage Inn provides Quakes fans with clean, comfortable rooms and takes extra safety and sanitization precautions for their guests. Call 800-780-7234 or visit us online at bestwestern.com/heritage inn, Rancho Cucamonga.
Tired of computer problems in your business? Millennium Systems is proud to partner with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. For over two decades, Millennium Systems has offered affordable and certified network configuration and support to businesses in Southern California. Call Millennium Systems at 909-931-3171. That's 909-931-3171 for a free evaluation or visit our website at mil-sys.com. We'll help keep your business running smoothly so that your data, your network, and your way of business is never threatened.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
On to the ninth inning we go. Madison Jeffrey, first pitch swinging. Ben Sims, routine chopper down to first. Fielding it cleanly is Julio Carrion. And just like that, one pitch and one away. Three unassisted. As the Quakes now closing in, just two outs away. They have turned the Betancourt ball around, and I do believe that's the right call. Not a total homer in that the guys always get credit for hits on anything that's 50-50. We did a little digging here. 101 off the bat of Betancourt, and it hit off the top of the guy's shoulder up on a 101-mile-an-hour ball. I really do think that's the right call. Here's a ground ball hit foul past manager Robinson Cancel down the third baseline, and it's 1-2 on Iverson Rodriguez. So Betancourt will get credit for a single. Again, 101 off the bat. You're not going to argue with the straight velocity. And the fact that it skipped off of the shortstop's shoulder, not off the glove. He didn't kick it off his glove and then off the shoulder. It went from ground to shoulder. And if it's going from ground to shoulder at 101, for me, that's a hit. Here's a ground ball hit to Gauthier. Not 101, not off his shoulder. Instead, Gauthier just fields it cleanly, fires across, and Madison Jeffrey starting to pick up some steam now as retired three in a row. Two outs here in the ninth inning as the Quakes very much closing in on 5 out of 6. They lead it 12-3. Two down, and Juan Brito all that stands in the way. He's 1-for-3 today with a single and a walk. He takes low, and it's 1-0. So give Betancourt a single. Both runs against the right-hander McGowan will go as earned, and the Quakes now have 18 on the day in the hit column. Pretty impressive. Pitch on the way to Brito is outside ball 2-2-0. And they're passing the hat for Marco Hernandez late in the game, trying to get a buck or two in that hat and get Marco a little steak dinner action going on there. it's not ideal to hit a home run in the bottom of the eighth inning when it's just about time for checkout. 3-0 on the way to Brito is a little bit high for ball four. Two outs. Jeffrey issues his second walk in relief. Just can't stay away from the free passes. He has now recorded three outs and walked two batters, retiring three of the five that he's faced. The pitch on the way to Juan Brito is, or rather Braxton Fulford, is inside 1-0. The 1-0 on the way is in. Fulford is 1-for-4 with an eighth inning single off of Bautista. The 2-0 offering on the way, inside and low, ball three, is again, here's Jeffrey, unable to command, 3-0. He has thrown 20 pitches, check it, just 7 strikes, 7 out of 20 in the strike zone. 3-0 on the way, lost him, ball four, that's 7 out of 21. Second straight walk with two outs, just prolonging Fresno's agony. They want to get on the bus. They're down 9. I don't think deep down they're quite prepared for the 10-run comeback here with two outs in the ninth inning. I hope I'm not wrong. 12 runs, 18 hits, no errors for the Quakes. 3-6-4 for the Grizzlies. Dern Olinger, the Quakes pitching coach, out to the mound for just a quick word with Jeffrey. Madison with two outs. Pitch on the way to Yankiel Fernandez. Over but low. 1-0. I don't know how many straight out of the strike zone that is. I believe it's 9. He walked Brito on 4, Fulford on 4. And now Fernandez, the 1-0. There's a strike. That'll stop the streak of 9 straight balls out of the strike zone. 1-1. The former West Virginia Mountaineer ready for the 1-1 on the way to Yankiel Fernandez. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Last call for you, Mr. Fernandez. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Quakes up 12-3. 2-on, 2-away. Jeffrey. Ready to put a fork in this one. 1-2 on the way to Fernandez. Swing and a miss. Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. Couple of walks here in the ninth inning. No big deal. 12-3 Rancho after falling 5-of-6 at Chuck Chancey Park in Fresno in May. Thank you. Returns the favor here tonight by completing a 5-of-6 mission over the Fresno Grizzlies. 6 out of their last 7 overall, and your Quakes are over 500 and as they enter the All-Star break with a 4-game win streak. Rancho in the win column again, 12-3 the final. Post-game show next on the Quakes Radio Network. The 0-1 to Diego Cartaya. A fly ball to left center field. This is the ultimate Saturday night finish. Grand slam walk-off Diego Cartaya. Welcome to Southern California, big fella. 3-2 inland. The 0-1 to DeLuca. There she goes. That's the second walk-off this week. Over the trees and gone. Johnny DeLuca.
Team leading on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network. Stay tuned for the Quakes postgame show. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, All-Star Kia, Tam's Burgers, Healthy RC, California Highway Patrol, Kegel's Appliance Center, the Ontario International Airport, Family RV, the Lisa DeNoto Group, Care for Women's Medical Group, California Earthquake Authority, Omnitrans, National Core, Millennium Systems, the Kindred Corporation, and Budweiser. The Quakes postgame show is up next here on the Quakes Radio Network. You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with six locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and two in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Lynn Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE.
The 0-1 to Diego Cartaya, a fly ball to left center field. This is the ultimate Saturday night finish. Grand slam walk-off, Diego Cartaya. Warn you, big fella. 3-2 inland. The 0-1 to DeLuca. There she goes. That's the second walk-off this week. Over the trees and gone. Johnny DeLuca.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Welcome back. It's time now for the Quakes postgame show featuring a recap of tonight's game, the All-Star Kia All-Star of the game, a look around the baseball scoreboard, and a preview of the upcoming pitching matchup. Once again, here's Mike Lindskog.
Well, they did it. After losing 5 of 6 in May, they officially return the favor here tonight in this series, winning 5 of 6 over the Fresno Grizzlies. 100% from the category of didn't see that coming. The Quakes have won 5 of 6 over the Grizzlies, 6 of 7 overall, and, of course, 4 in a row heading into the Major League Baseball / Minor League Baseball All-Star break, thanks to a 12-3 victory today over the Fresno Grizzlies. Mike Lindskog bidding you good evening and happy Sunday one more time, welcoming you back inside Lone Mart Field. You are listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network. Find us on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, Minor League Baseball's first pitch app, and of course through our website at rcquakes.com and on your FM radio transmitters down here at Lone Mart Field at 91.3 FM. Leading from start to finish, smells like Pollo. Winner, winner, chicken dinner here tonight for your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in the win column with a 12-3 W over the Fresno Grizzlies. 12 runs, 18 hits, no errors for the Quakes. 3 runs, 6 hits, and 4 defensive errors for the Fresno Grizzlies. The win in relief goes to Adolfo Ramirez. Just spectacular. He ended up retiring the final 11 batters that he faced. He allowed 2 hits over 4 scoreless innings, striking out 5. No walks. He gets the W, running his record to 5-0. Tagged with the loss is Cullen Kafka. He surrenders 5 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits over 4+. He is dealt the defeat as he falls to 3-2. Time of the game, 2 hours, 37 minutes. We did it in front of a Sunday evening crowd of 1,000. Victory, Rancho Cucamonga now over 500 in the second half at 11-10, 47-40 overall. The Quakes have won 4 in a row, 5 of 6 in this series, and 6 of 7 overall. For the Fresno Grizzlies, they also fall to 11-10, 52-35 in the overall grand scheme of things. Mike Lindskog inviting you to stay tuned as we continue the post-game show with a look at the baseball scoreboard, a scoring recap, and we will also, of course, select the All-Star Kia All-Star of the game and take a look at the California League scoreboard. That's all ahead as we have reached the All-Star break. Red hot, 12-3 winners today. Post-game show continues next on the Quakes Radio Network.
When did beer get so complicated?
Budweiser is brewed to be crisp and flavorful with a refreshing finish. Something we've been doing for more than 140 years.
Nothing complicated about that.
There's only one Bud, and this one's for you. So grab a pack of Golden Suds at your nearest store or visit us.budweiser.com/delivery to get Buds delivered to your doorstep.
The Quakes Team Store, located at Lone Mart Field, has over 10 styles of new era hats featuring the Quakes logo. Stop by and score the latest styles of Quakes or Temblores gear. We've got sweatshirts and long sleeves for the spring nights at Lone Mart Field. Or get ready for summer with hot new Quakes apparel. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era hat and Quakes team gear.
Future Dodgers play for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes right here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Good win, great series. Quakes victorious today, 12-3, winning 5 of 6 over the Fresno Grizzlies. Mike Linscott welcoming you back inside Lone Mart Field as we continue your post-game show. Keep in mind, tomorrow, if you're looking for Quakes baseball, well, Mondays we always have off, but on Tuesday you should be checking in with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I know for a fact that my son and I, along with my folks up in Spokane, Washington, will be watching the including Clayton Kershaw and the rest of the Los Angeles Dodgers, several former Quakes in the mix. Mookie Betts, of course, is in there, as Mookie, Kersh, Tony Gonsolin, and crew will be on center stage on Tuesday for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We will also have Wednesday and Thursday off. We are back at it on Friday night as the Quakes open a three-game series, just our second and final three-game series of the year in Visalia, coming up on July the 22nd. Davis Ellington, who was, of course, a big part of the broadcast in 2021 with me last year, Davis will be returning to the Quakes airwaves. He'll be carrying you through the Visalia series. And then on the following Tuesday, the Quakes will head north to San Jose, where I'll be rejoining the team there. The Quakes will return to Lone Mart Field on Tuesday, August the 2nd. Gosh, it sounds weird to say. We won't be back in town until August the 2nd, when we host the Inland Empire 66ers for a healthy RC recycle Tuesday. Tickets are, of course, always available for Quakes baseball here at Lone Mart Field at rcquakes.com. A 12-3 final here today. We take you through the scoring recap. Rancho puts a two-spot on the board in the third inning for Adolfo Ramirez. Jake Vogel puts the team on the board with a double, knocking home Austin Gauthier for a 1-0 advantage. The second of two hits for Jake Vogel, his 28th RBI of the season. Damon Keith follows with an infield base hit. That produces Vogel for Damon, his 63rd RBI of the year, to lead the team 2-0 Rancho. In the fourth inning, they'd make it 3-0 as Austin Gauthier, a two-out RBI double, chasing home Kenneth Betancourt to make it 3-0. Gauthier with his 46th run batted into the season. Quakes open it up with a man aboard. Junior Garcia takes Cullen Kafka deep, his 8th home run of the season. RBI's 48 and 49 as the Quakes take a 5-0 lead. Fresno gets a run in the 7th inning to at least squelch the momentum. Juan Guerrero singles and eventually scores on an RBI double by Zach Kokoska. That makes it 5-1. But the Quakes put it away with 5 in the 7th inning. 2-run single by Marco Hernandez. 2-run single by Luis Rodriguez caps the frame. Quakes take a 10-1 lead after 7. The teams would trade runs in the 8th inning. Fresno gets 2. RBI single for Juan Guerrero. RBI bases loaded walk to Bryant Quijada. That made it a 10-3 ball game. Rancho closes the scoring with 2 in the bottom of the 8th inning as Marco her 2-run home run with Kenneth Betancourt aboard. Marco's second long ball of the season finishes the game with 4 runs batted in for 9 on the year as the Quakes take a 12-3 lead. And of course, Madison Jeffrey, although a couple of walks in that 9th inning, ends up striking out Yankiel Fernandez for out number 27. Rancho in the win column, 12-3. 12 runs, 18 hits, no errors for the Quakes, 3-6-4 for the Grizzlies. The win to Adolfo Ramirez in relief, he's 5-0. Cullen Kafka the loss, he's 3-2. Game time 2 hours 37 minutes in front of 1,058 here at Lone Mart Field. With the victory, Rancho over 500 in the second half at 11-10, 47-40 overall going into the All-Star break. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies in the second half also 11-10, shockingly 52-35 overall. When we continue, the All-Star Kia All-Star of the game, and of course we'll visit the baseball scoreboard. That's ahead on the Quakes Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The 2022 season is underway, and we're thrilled to welcome you back as Lone Mart Field is back to 100% capacity with no restrictions. Become a Quakes MVP by purchasing season tickets or a mini plan. All MVPs get a free Diego Cartaya bobblehead as part of the perks. Visit rcquakes.com and become a Quakes MVP. We look forward to welcoming you back to Lone Mart Field here in 2022. And go Quakes!
Thanks for your support of Quakes Baseball and for listening to tonight's broadcast on the Quakes Radio Network.
Back to Lone Mart Field. 12-3, your final score here as the Quakes are victorious today, winning their fourth consecutive game overall. They've won six of their last seven, and of course they take 5 of 6 in this series over the Fresno Grizzlies. Coming up again tomorrow, off day, Major League Baseball game on Tuesday, as the All-Star game is on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, days off. And then on Friday, a return to action against the Visalia Rawhide on Friday, July the 23rd. Davis Ellington will be on the call for those three games in Visalia. He'll be on the air with the pregame report at 6:15. First Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. And again, the Quakes return home on Tuesday, August the 2nd. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com. Time to select our All-Star Kia All-Star of the game. Let's go with Marco Hernandez. 3 hits, on base 4 times, and a career-best 4 RBIs, including his second home run of the year. Marco Hernandez, not a ton of playing time, certainly always making the most of it when he's in there. He is today's All-Star Kia All-Star Player of the Game. AllStarKia.net is where you can take a virtual test drive of your favorite Kia. And, of course, visit their showroom in person in San Bernardino. That's All-Star Kia in San Bernardino, home of the triple play guarantee. Games from around the California League, Inland Empire and Stockton from Banner Island Ballpark are 1-1, that one in the 7th inning of play. A couple of games that have already gone final. It was the Lake Elsinore Storm getting clobbered at home by the Modesto Nuts, a 9-5 final as those two teams split that 6-game series. San Jose hammers Visalia 14-4. That means that the Rawhide will be sub-500, a game behind the Quakes, entering their series next Friday night. Dodgers had the day off along with the Angels as L.A. completed a brief 2-game sweep over the Halos yesterday at the Big A. Of course, all the Dodgers and the rest of Major League Baseball will take tomorrow off. Tomorrow, Home Run Derby, baseball All-Star game coming up on Tuesday from Dodger Stadium. Hope you're able to watch that, as we very much encourage you to follow along and support the stars of Major League Baseball in the All-Star game from Chavez Ravine on Tuesday night. Again, coming up on Friday, the Quakes are in Visalia to take on the Rawhide as we will enjoy a 4-day All-Star break. On the air at 6:15 will be Davis Ellington with the pregame report. First pitch at 6:30, live from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. Well, that's going to do it from Lone Mart Field. No doubt a successful homestand and a lot of fun along the way. 12-3, Quakes get the win. They take 5 of 6 in this series. For all of us with the Quakes, thanks for being a part of us here in Lone Mart Field here these last 6 days, everybody. Couldn't do it without you. We'll catch you over the weekend from Visalia, where the Quakes and the Rawhide will open up post-All-Star break action. I'm Mike Linscog. Enjoy your All-Star break, everybody. Throw to the plate. I'm out. 3-2 coming home to Yainer. Fly ball into right center field. Hello, repeat. Yainer Fernandez with his second walk-off hit of the homestand. The Quakes with 7-6.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Rancho Cucamonga Quakes Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. We hope to see you very soon at Lone Mart Field, and go Quakes!